following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Smoke weed every day.
Everybody stand up. Put your motherfucking hands up for the number one weirdo. What's on?
Hey, bitch, it's a nigga with the shower cap, kicking a nasty, dirty 50 rap.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Back on the air. What's up, Andy?
What's up, Carlos? Carlito.
Carlito. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Oh, I ruined what is the third wall?
The fourth wall. I learned about the fourth wall for the first time today. I was reading all about the wrestling game and the fourth wall.
Did you really just hear that today?
Yeah, I never heard of fourth wall.
Yeah, well, I just blew your fourth wall.
Yeah, now people know my real name.
Yeah. That's why I never came in and I said, I don't want one because I don't want to make it. Because I can't remember anything.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd be like, whatever. You'd be telling me, I wouldn't even look at you.
Yeah, exactly. Well.
Like now.
Like right now. Milkman, what's up, man?
Hey, what's happening, man?
Hey, man.
Milkman.
You sound extra gravelly. Yeah,
extra pervert.
Extra pervert.
Yeah, man, I'm ready to go, man. I've been drinking the hot test mint tonight.
The what?
Hot milk?
Yeah, I've been drinking the hot test milk, man. I've been just busting a bunch of calls out here, some island calls fresh off the press.
What, you got island numbers or island calls? What's going on?
Yeah, man, a bunch of island numbers, man. They're confirmed, so...
Oh, cool.
Be ready. I'm getting ready to send you a file.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, like a text. All right.
On AIM. Yeah. It's a prank call that we could debut tonight. But
okay.
I've got a bunch of numbers here too for you. I'll send you a card.
All right. Cool. Well, let's do it. Oh yeah. Did you send me your card yet? The card yet for tonight? You didn't.
No. Watch for it now.
Oh man.
Where are you gonna send it at?
Right now, the closest thing I got is.
We only have like 30 different ways we talk to each other.
Yeah, Google Talk right now.
Yeah, I like Google. It's nice and quiet. There we go. I can see you're typing. Hurry up.
What?
You see Milkman is typing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Google's going to take over the internet, Andy.
Yeah.
Are you afraid of Google?
I own like 2%.
Really? You got stuck in Google? Because you're a public. Yeah, that's true.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and Athena's here, of course. She's doing something.
Oh, right. The Grecian goddess.
She's not even listening.
Yay.
I got her all set up so she can hear. She says, what'd you do to your laptop? You broke it again? The cord came out. She's been through two batteries on that laptop.
Oh, Lord, batteries, that's where the kid at.
Yeah. Hey, you're sending me a file, I'm not seeing it.
I tried to send it here just now, and it said you're not a secure user. I don't give a shit.
All right, well.
We know you're insecure, that's all right.
Yeah, well, it's
obvious. It's all Andy's fault.
Yep.
What did I do?
Yeah. I'm very insecure because of Andy.
Sorry, I might get that.
Yeah.
I've said
Andy, pack one up, man. Smooth this thing out. Pack one up, man.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not getting anything. Hang on. You keep trying over there. I don't know what's going on, but I got to make a call here because everybody's going to start getting angry.
Go ahead and make the call, and I'm going to go ahead and send you a transfer. You just click accept.
All right.
Yeah, baby.
Sounds like a plan. Let me get that PIN number in here. That's what I was trying to do. The fucking PIN number in here. Yes, delete. Yes. I gotta hit like yes 20 times to verify when I delete something in this thing.
Okay, go ahead and accept.
There's your Tom Hanks calls the ATA, huh? Is this the one that, Nunu did? Hello, Milkman.
This is a brand new call from Nunu.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
This from the UK.
Yeah, I know Nunu had made a prank, but.
Yeah, this was part of the fielding calls.
Okay. Okay, when he was testing for the, how's that coming along, by the way? Milkwest is going to, alright.
I hear you good now.
Okay. Are you listening to me in delay or something?
No, I'm listening to you direct. I just hear you, like, very, very faintly on the, stream.
Very faintly.
Hmm. Yeah, I got both mixes up, but I don't turn the stream up very loud because it's too late.
Okay.
All I do is just, confirm that it's still going out.
Okay, all right, so you keep it kind of going in the background.
Yeah, yeah, that's how I know when we go off or something happens,
Right. Okay.
Okay, now you're just asking me if I'm listening, so that's how long the delay is.
Okay, well... All right, well, it's not that bad then, I guess. Okay, anyway.
No,
let me go ahead and do the first call. Let me call that lady. What's her name? Erlata? What's her last name?
Erlata Milken.
Oh, it is Milken. Okay.
Milken. Yeah, Milken. Yeah. The milkman wants you to call the milkman.
Put that down.
She's an island girl, so jazz it up, man.
It's Milliken.
All right. God, this is a boring night. Yeah. We're being so fucking boring. Hang on. All right, hold your ears, everybody, because this might not work.
Hello?
Hello, Erlotta? Hello? Erlotta?
Yes?
How are you, Erlotta?
Wrong number.
I need to speak to Erlotta Milken, please.
Two?
Miss Milken. Milken.
Nobody. This Miss Menzies' home.
Menzies?
The Menzies' residence.
Oh, Marie?
Yes.
Okay. I read the wrong number from the list. How are you doing?
All right.
You're all right? Okay. We're calling around tonight to see if you'd be interested in a free turkey for Thanksgiving.
Free turkey for Thanksgiving?
Yes, a free turkey.
Yeah.
But you have to come down and shoot it yourself.
Uh-huh. Where?
Over here. We have over here down at Custard Street.
Custom Street?
Custard.
Custard Street in
yes.
Where Frederick State?
Yes.
Oh.
are you able to come down? You have to catch the turkey, then you have to shoot him.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you think you can catch a turkey?
No. My foot is not too well.
Oh, do you have a son who could do it maybe or something?
No, it's just me alone right here, you know.
Okay, well, I don't know. Can you cook the turkey at least? I just don't know how to cook is all.
Yes, I know how to cook the turkey.
How do you make a turkey?
Huh?
How do you make your turkeys?
How do I make my turkey?
Yes.
I get it wash with vinegar and lime.
Uh-huh.
And season it up.
Okay.
Maybe 2 or 3 days before.
Okay.
And when the time come, I just put it in the oven.
Yeah.
With my stuffing and my different ingredients.
You leave that raw turkey out for 2 or 3 days?
Huh?
You leave that raw meat turkey out for 2 or 3 days?
No, you have to season. No, not outside, but you have to season it up.
Okay.
You have to season it up, put it in a pan.
Uh-huh.
And rest it in your fridge.
Okay.
Yeah, until when the time comes for you to get it baked.
Uh-huh.
And do what you have to do.
Okay. Let me ask you something. Do you ever put any marijuana inside your turkey?
Any what?
Marijuana?
I don't know what's that.
You don't know what marijuana is?
Nope.
No ganja?
I don't know anything about drugs.
Okay, well, I didn't say it was a drug, so I guess you don't know. Okay, well, I understand you can't talk about that. Well, it's very nice to talk to you. What else do you make for Thanksgiving? Do you make anything special with curry in it, possibly, or?
Sometimes curry chicken.
Oh, curry chicken, huh?
Wow. Sometimes saltfish and dumpling with fungi and all these kind of things.
What was that, fungi?
Yes.
What's fungi?
Fungi.
Okay.
Okra and cornmeal.
You mean, do you take okra and you fry the okra and what do? You got cornmeal?
No, you have to cook the okra in order to put with the cornmeal.
Okay.
You put the cornmeal to boil like you're boiling porridge.
Uh-huh.
Just that it's a different setting.
Okay. All right, well, that sounds fun. All right, well, you have fun with that.
Yeah.
It sounds good. Would you make me some? What are you watching there? Well, are you watching TV? You're watching a movie?
Yeah, I'm watching a movie.
What movie is it?
One of those English movies.
Uh-huh. British movies, okay. Wow, that's great. How old are you, ma'am?
Huh?
How old are you?
I'm 50 years old.
You're 50? Wow.
Yes.
A half century, huh?
Uh-huh.
All right, well, God bless you then. I'm going to leave you alone now.
All right.
All right. All right, well, you have a good night there.
You too.
You get some sleep, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I love you.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, you don't love me? Come on.
Damn it. See, this,
oh.
This totally does not work.
It's going to be a clumsy switch, but it sounds good.
Yeah, it does, but is it, was that, Jesus, stupid phone. Was that call not too loud, though?
No, I thought it sounded pretty good.
All
right. I'm looking at the encoder, and it may be a bit loud.
It was popping.
I got my volume turned down.
Yeah, when she talked, it was popping a bit, but let me check the chat room and see what they said.
Your audio was actually a lot louder than normal, which is really good.
Oh, really? I usually come in long. Yeah, well, yeah, that's the plan. I'm doing this so I don't have to switch back and forth. And I usually have this crappy desk mic going fucking...
Right.
Usually sounds bad. So the call sound a lot better, but the only thing is that transition problem I have now.
Yeah.
But I can do this temporarily until I buy like a phone patch. How does a phone patch work? And you were saying that for not too much money, I could hook it up so people on, like, you could talk through Gizmo. Because doesn't Zolar do that? Like, I know I could talk on Gizmo,
yeah,
and he'll have me on the phone.
I actually have one here. It's they're only, like, about, like, I think it's, like, $17, $18. And for under $20, you can do it. It's just a little hardware change. Just plug in this little unit, and you plug in two little connectors, and that's it. You're ready to go.
Okay.
All
right, well.
That's how Zolar does it.
All right. Good deal. Is that DTT saying it's not loud? It sounds good. Well, that's good, because I'm sure he'd let me know in a second if it sounded like crap.
He's very critical.
Yeah, he's very critical, but he's honest. He's an honest guy. You know, he called in a KDK show.
Mm-hmm.
He sounds... I don't know. He doesn't sound like I think DTT would sound.
Well, I thought he would be... Like, he'd have a young voice, man. But
yeah.
He's got a deep voice for 16.
Yeah, exactly.
He said he's 16.
Yeah, well, he probably smokes cigarettes. All right, well...
a lot of cigarettes.
Hey, I like Bud Wild. That's kind of cool. Or Dick Wild. We also got Andrew Cool.
Yeah.
In
Hawaii. Look, I just sent you a whole bunch of confirms on there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, yeah, Lonesome is... Let me call one of Lonesome's numbers here.
Okay.
Yeah, the Booty Parlor in L.A. It's probably going to be loud. Or Booty's Main Tap. All right.
I'm going to stop confirming then.
Okay. Oh, yeah, let me get the toll-free number out, everybody. It's 888... 278-8509. Once again, you can reach us here at 888-278-8509. Who the hell am I going to call?
The Madhouse, baby!
Well, thank you for that. Let me go ahead and call Andrew Cool. Alright, we're right back, everybody, with the next call in just 1 second.
Just in time with the music. A bitch hung up on me.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, hey. How you doing there, lady?
Hi.
Hey, where's Dick at?
I think you got the wrong number.
Well, why don't you get some dick on the phone for me then?
How about you kiss my ass?
I need some dick, bitch. Why don't you shut up? You're talking to a man, first of all. Don't you read the Bible?
I don't give a fuck.
I'll beat your ass with the damn Bible, woman.
Oh, I bet you will.
I will, too.
All right, well, come on.
Oh, I got some dishes here that need to get done. Why don't you get over here?
All right, come on.
All right, fine. What, you think you're going to push me around?
Where the fuck do you live? You're calling Puerto Rico. Do you know that?
Yeah, I don't care. Mierda. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, I don't either.
Well, I gotta be scared. I gotta be scared of some Puerto Rican. Ooh, I'm scared. I'm Puerto Rican. Ooh, I'm scared.
You're not educated. You didn't want to go to school either, did you?
Puerto Ricans are stupid.
I don't give a fuck. I'm American, honey. I'm from New York.
So what? New York is stupid too.
So are you, and you suck shit too, bitch.
You Puerto Ricans ruin New York.
Motherfucker.
You Puerto Ricans ruin New York, puta maricona.
I'm not Puerto Rican, bitch. I'm Italian, motherfucker.
You're fucking butana.
I'm a fucking cochina. Italian.
Oh, yeah? They're even worse. Nothing worse than a Puerto Rican and an Italian.
Fucking Jewish, huh?
Yeah, you're Jewish, too?
Fucking greenback,
what else?
Motherfucker.
Whatever. I'm not Jewish, either.
You faggot, bitch. What are you, Arabic? You fucking inbred?
No, I'm not Arabic, bitch.
Fucking inbred.
You're fucking rude, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wish I was Arabic.
You was gonna get a punk on the phone, huh, bitch?
I wish I was Arabic. You know why?
Yeah.
Because then I could kill you.
You could ride your father's nose, bitch.
I could beat you.
You could ride
legally.
Your father's nose, motherfucker.
You wouldn't have any rights if I was in charge.
Thank you, maricón.
You shouldn't be able to vote either, you bitch. Get out of here. Get off the phone now. Put me. Let me talk to a man.
I hung up with my mother and went to
she's
call
still there.
Candy. There's some dude on the phone. He's American. He's talking bad.
Hey, listen.
Hello.
Are you on one tooth?
Hello. Yes, I am an American.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, I am an American.
Yeah, what happened?
Who the hell are you?
The one you're talking to. Who you want to talk to?
Is this Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, guess what?
What?
Get off our land.
This is
America now. We're taking over. We're calling all the Puerto Ricans to let them know they need to move out. Go to Dominican Republic or something.
Yeah?
Go to Costa Rica. It's close enough.
How about you come here and take me out from here?
How about you take the dick out of your mouth before you start talking to me?
Yeah? I'm to your wife, huh?
I got mashed potatoes in my mouth. Blah, 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 blah.
I bet you you're white, huh?
You're
white plus, motherfucker. You know what? Go take a shower, bitch.
You sound like you need the phone if you're hungry.
Uh-oh.
That's great.
God.
Yeah. What was that, Shauna?
That was Dick Peterson, and it wasn't
You dialed the wrong number, dude.
Yeah, but
Dick
I got
a white guy.
I got some Puerto Ricans. Who
yeah, that's
spoke.
Cool. You got
that
a wrong
funny.
Number, but it was good, man.
It's funny because I made fun of Puerto Ricans and Italians, which I happen to be Puerto Rican and Italian, actually.
Apparently. Yeah, that's good, though.
And that's hilarious, yeah.
Yeah, man, that was some good
movie. Wait. You're Italian now?
I have Italian in me, man. You know,
whatever.
I got Italian last name.
Franco-American.
Yeah. Well, okay, and your last name is what? I'm not going to say it, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's not like those people were there first. You know what I'm saying? That city was there and named long before those people were there.
Fucking French. That's what you want.
Whatever.
That's why you hate the French so much.
Don't
right?
tell them.
Anyway, what else is going on? Who else? Who are these people you're coming up with?
Dude, I just been looking, calling, and checking them out, man. That wasn't even the right Dick Peterson. You got to call Dick. He's a white guy, and he's kind of like a cocky bastard.
Mary,
like,
Mary Menzies.
Who the hell is this?
Damn you. Mary Menzies just wanted to talk about
she's like, small talk.
Oh, man, they're great. That's why I told you, man.
Yeah.
It's the untouched island, man.
Yeah.
I got a bunch of good ones here.
Yeah, people just want to talk, too. People are like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they'll talk to you, too.
Yeah. Well, let me try to get Shuala back on the line. And that's what I was trying to get. Then I saw that one come up, and I said, hell.
Maybe that's who you got then, because it was that girl was going off. So
that was in a gas
station.
Oh,
Shuala.
My God. They're calling back already. Hang on.
You're on the madhouse.
This is DDT. What's up?
Hey, what's up, DDT? How you doing?
I'm not 16, man. I'm 24.
You're what? You're 14?
24, not 16.
You're 22?
24.
28?
24.
24?
24, 24. Man.
24.
Yes.
Well, yeah? Good. Okay. You know how old I am?
26.
Damn. The hell? How'd you know that?
I don't know how old I am.
It's on your website, man.
Oh, okay. How old's Andy, you know?
Yeah. You can't get that.
Let's say about 27?
No.
Nah.
Around.
Yeah, nope.
How old are you again?
24.
Wow.
Well, 24.
Happy birthday. Milkman
well, I'm 86.
Well, my birthday is not in 2 months. Man.
Happy birthday. Hey, happy birthday.
Hey. Happy birthday.
Clip.
I don't have a happy birthday clip.
December 30th is my birthday.
Happy birthday.
I can't never get to this on short notice. I can do laughing.
Yeah, put a
laugh. It's okay, man. Nice show. I'll talk to you later.
Hey, where are you leaving? Aw, what's wrong? Are you upset now?
No.
Well, don't be upset. Anyway,
no, I'm not upset.
Yeah, so you like prank calls, but you like prank calls, but you don't do them, right? Is that how it
no,
is?
No, I'm not very good.
You're not very good.
I'm not either. Like I laugh, so I can't do them at all.
It's like
you
know
that last
like
call.
Crank anchors. I don't like them. I used to watch them.
Nah, that's whack. I don't know.
What did you get last call?
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you a question real quick. What did you do you live in Dearborn?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Did you see that episode of what the hell was that show? What was the show with that guy, that Morgan guy? You know what I'm talking about? The guy who did Super Size Me?
Dukes of Hazzard?
No. He Athena, what was that show? 30 Days? Did you see the 30 Days? Yeah, it was 30 Days, right? Did you see that show 30 Days that they did in Dearborn? They made the but that kind of he was kind of like this racist redneck guy. They made him live as a Muslim for 30 days. Did you see that?
No, man.
Yeah.
I think he's from Taylor.
I don't know.
Was he from one of those?
He was from like Atlanta or something. And then he was like a Christian and he didn't like Muslims and stuff. And he they made him live with a Muslim family in Dearborn, and he had to work, he had to go to a mosque and everything, and he never would do the prayers and stuff like that. Like, I don't know, they were trying to, like, he said he learned to, like, appreciate, like, Islam, but he wouldn't practice it, you know what I mean? Like, he was so.
I know, you know Debbie Schlesel?
Yeah, I know Debbie Schlesel, yeah, I've heard her before, yeah.
She goes in the mosque, I heard a couple times she goes to the mosque.
Yeah.
She speaks Arabic, too.
Yeah, oh, she's really, I don't know, she's kind of weird, I don't know, I hear her on Howard a lot, right? She's the one that calls Howard a lot, Debbie Schlesel?
Yeah.
She's really
Yeah,
annoying.
I don't like her, she had a show in Detroit. They didn't like her.
I don't like anyone who like can relate anyone to Al Qaeda in like one degree of separation. I just think that's
amazing.
Yeah.
Everybody's Al Qaeda.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, DTT, is DDT you said, or I mean, I'm calling you DTT. I thought that's
okay. I don't care, DDT.
What does it stand for? Yeah.
Detroit Town Tits.
Detroit Town Tits.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Nice.
It's like TOT, but when these guys left Detroit, they had TOT. It's like the ripoff of ONA.
Okay.
ONA? What about PLT? What about
like
PLT?
NWA.
NWA.
Yeah, NWA, you got the PLA. You know about the PLA.
Yeah, I watch it. And they have a wrestling company in Windsor.
In Windsor? The PLA?
The WNBA.
No, the BCWA. I mean, BC.
ACP.
Yeah, that's a lot of...
TOK, too.
That's enough acronyms for one night, though. Look at that. Now my parents are calling. I told them specifically. Specifically, I was going to be...
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Hey, I was going to ask you something else, and I forgot. Hey, yeah, Ramadan yesterday, right?
Yes.
Yeah, how'd it go? You fast?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you get to, eat that after, like, a certain time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? What did you eat? Did you eat a lot? Did you get hungry?
No, I didn't eat a lot.
Yeah, a lot. Okay. All right. Well,
yeah. If you eat a lot, you get sick.
Yeah, that's true. You don't want to eat a lot. All right. Well, hey, happy Ramadan to you then.
Thank you, man. Happy whatever your holiday coming up.
I don't practice anything.
Thanksgiving.
Halloween. Happy Halloween.
They don't celebrate. Yeah. Thanksgiving.
DT. Do you eat turkey on Thanksgiving, or do you celebrate Thanksgiving?
Turkey, yeah.
You eat turkey?
And mashed potatoes?
Yeah, meat and rice. So,
meat and rice?
Meat and rice.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never had rice on Thanksgiving.
Lamb.
No. How about you? I like hummus, though. You like hummus?
Yeah. Sean Ward eats some Arabic stuff, I heard.
Oh, he does? Yeah. Well, he's very open-minded. I can see him doing that. Yeah. All right, man. Well, hey, it was good talking to you.
Okay.
All right, don't be a stranger.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
That's the first time he's ever called in?
Yes, that is the first time he's ever called in. All
right.
No,
yeah.
That's the first time he's ever called into the Madhouse. But he called KDK. Right. When did he call KDK? Was it last night or Saturday?
Saturday, I think.
Saturday, yeah.
Finally.
Yeah, man.
That's cool, man.
Yeah,
yay,
that's good.
DTT called in.
I can't get to
the Madhouse.
Milkman, this is like donkey kind of, semi-donkey voice thing. When he does.
No, this is Mr. Ed, not the donkey.
Okay. Oh, Mr. Ed.
Okay, Wilbur.
All right. Whatever floats your boat, buddy. We need to call more of your numbers, man.
Hey, I just sent you a shitload of them, man.
Yeah, it's Indira Colon, older lady.
Indira Colon. She got a colon?
Well,
Indira Colon?
That's who I tried to call, and they said it was Puerto Rico.
Oh. Well, look at what
the Colon is a Puerto Rican last name.
Yeah.
You always get them mixed up when I send them to you anyway.
I do. So. Yeah, but it worked out. That one worked out. That was kind of funny. I like being cursed out.
I just like when you just start fighting with people.
Yeah, I just get, hey, come on. Yeah,
you suck. Where are you from? It sucks.
Check your read down and see if you called Dick Peterson. I don't think you did. He's a dickhead. He's a white guy.
I did another.
I'm
going to
send it to him now.
I'll do it again. Because, that wasn't that black lady. Okay, I got it here.
Yeah, right. that was definitely a Puerto Rican girl. There.
Yeah. Hang on, let me get something to play.
Recognize the fire.
I already played that. All right, let's do another call here. Let's call. Let's try to get Dick Peterson back on the line. And he's in what island now? Which one exactly? Yellow.
Now, it's St. Croix. All my numbers here are St. Croix.
St. Croix.
You know if they're not.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back, everybody.
Yeah, St. Croix.
St. Croix. St. Croix?
If he gives you a lift, tell him to meet you at the 2x2 Club.
Hello, Milkman?
Yeah, 2x2 Club.
Milkman?
In St. Croix.
Milkman?
Yeah.
Milkman?
Hello.
Hello, Milkman?
Hello.
Milkman.
Yeah. Where you go?
Milkman.
Milkman.
I think we lost Milkman.
We lost Milkman.
All right.
Hello!
All right, let's disconnect on Milkman then.
All right. Hello!
Dick Peterson.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak with Mr. Peterson, please?
Yes, he's right here.
Hurry up, please.
Hello?
Mr. Peterson?
Yeah.
Mr. Peterson, how you doing?
Doing good. How you doing?
I'm fine. This is George Ross, and I got your name and number here. I got some damage to my car. Apparently, you parked next to my car, and hit the side door because you parked so close to mine. And you're gonna have to help me out with this, please. You've done about $500 damage to my car. Mr. Peterson.
Is this some kind of clown act you guys are going into?
No, this is no kind of clown act. I'm a very well and respected man here in St. Croix, and I have my connections, and there was damage to my car, and I asked someone who did it, and the guy said Dick Peterson did. And I had you looked up in the annals, and here we are. You thought you were going to get away with it, didn't you, smartass?
I've gotten 3 calls now.
You're a smartass.
Excuse me?
I don't care how many phone calls you've been getting. I care about the damage to my car and what you did, and you're trying to do your way out of it.
What kind of a person calls at this hour of the night to start with?
An upset person with a damaged vehicle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What did this occur?
Well, you need to be a man. Are you not a man?
Excuse me?
Are you not a man? Are you a woman? Do you have a vagina?
Car. And you're attacking me.
How big is your vagina, sir?
Well, why do they call you Dick Peterson, then?
Good night.
He wasn't a dick, Mel, man. No. He's like a nice guy.
Yeah.
No, tonight he's not, man. I think he got cowed a little bit because he received a few calls lately.
I guess so. Are you misrunning his number around?
That's the second call, man.
Yeah. So when did you originally write his number down from the bathroom stall?
Oh, let's see. I found that up there at the Chi Chi Men place about a week ago.
Milkman has just admitted to picking up men in bathroom stalls.
Yeah, it said call me. I recommended by Carlito, so I thought, well, yeah, I'll do it.
Wow, he got you. He got me there. Wow, yeah.
I didn't know
see
what to
see how he
do,
turned it around?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a Pashan Budu Singh Hindu woman lives in the trailer park.
Yeah, yeah, she ought to be funny.
Have you talked to her, too?
One time, man. Do your Indian accent.
So wait, what do? You call up and tell them, we're going to call you later.
Yeah.
Hey, bitch, get ready.
Are you going to be on the phone?
Hold for our call.
don't hang up on us when we call you now. It's important.
Yeah, no, we don't do that.
Man. Milkman, what are you going to do for Thanksgiving? You eating turkey? I'm already thinking about Thanksgiving.
Man, you got me thinking about it. I've got a deep fryer. Deep fryer, and I'm going to do deep fried turkey.
Deep fried, yeah, me and Athena were discussing. I've had that once, really good.
I have a great big old deep fryer here, man. You take peanut oil and put down in there, and you shoot like garlic and a bunch of spices up in the skin.
Yeah, you inject it.
Oh, my God, it's good.
It is good. I've had it before. It's very good.
It is really good.
All right, well, you're making me hungry. Let me call Pashun, whatever. We'll be right back, everybody, in just one moment.
What do you say?
That's not what I wanted to play. God, stupid computer.
It's the rock in the building.
Hello?
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 Hello? Hi, how are you?
Fine.
Good. Is this Pashan?
Oh, he's sleeping. Who is this?
Can you wake him up for me, please?
Who is this?
Huh?
Who's this?
This is
That's a daughter.
This is... Huh?
Who is this?
Yeah, this is me, the batter. What What did I say?
That's his daughter.
Who is this?
Yes. I need to speak to Pashon, please. Hello? Oh, my God.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, did you leave all this meat over here?
Who do you want to speak to?
Pashon. Apparently he left a lot of beef here, some steaks.
Where did he leave it?
Over here, in this locker here at the gym. Smelling up everything. Something god-awful. Either that or he has some really stinky underwear he left in there or something.
Oh, Pashon?
Yeah, he's working out. He said he wanted to impress his wife, and we got him a membership. He's been paying $78 a month now. And there's just this awful odor emanating from his locker in the gym here. We need to see if he can come clear it out.
Well, I don't know. Hold on a second.
Okay.
I got something for you. Pashon.
Hello.
Hello, Pashon?
Yeah.
Hello, sir. Look, I'm calling you down from the gym. There's a horrible smell here. Did you leave some meat or something open here? In your locker?
Mr. Booty Stink.
Oh, my, you already wrong number. You already wrong person, man.
No. Mr. Booty Stink? Mr. Booty Stink?
What locker?
Halakha.
Yeah.
Halakha.
Mr. Booty Stink.
What locker you talking about?
Malaka?
Yeah.
422-814.
You got which victim?
2831, hello? Pashon.
Listen,
so don't get angry at me, please. Respect me.
Your booty stink.
Your breath stinks, sir.
What?
Your breath stinks.
Why your booty stink?
Does your wife shave her pubic area? Hello. Pashon.
Why your booty stink?
Do you have the passion?
You want to tell about your asshole?
Give me an Indian accent.
Who is that?
Hello?
You're...
You hung up on me.
No. The wife came back on.
Ah, she hung up.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Your booty stink. Why your booty
enough
stink?
Enough of that. Quiet you. All right, that was great. It wasn't too great. It was okay, though.
It's great how you wake someone up.
Yeah, I know. But he was so pleasant. I was like, oh, no.
I like how you, what locker? Because he does have a locker full of meat, right? He puts a dirty underwear. It's so weird. He's like, which locker? He's like, is it my dirty underwear or is my child porn locker?
Yeah. I'm picking these crazy names so you can work with them, man. Okay. You know, I got in there was a booty stink. All right, and this one here, I'm going to say, you know, it's
where do you
John
get
Meatless.
Booty stink out of that?
Booty sing. It's Boodoo sing. I call him Booty
Stink.
Right,
but you can say Booty Stinks.
That's when he got mad. Anyway,
yeah,
so
work it in a little bit, you know, kind of running in.
I should play this prank call that Nunu did, you say, right?
Yeah, let's do that, man. That's a good call to Tim Searcy, man. Nunu sent that in, man. This will be your debut tonight on the Madhouse.
There it
cool.
is.
Music's cool, too.
How long is this? It's taking too long.
It's just a setup. It'll be all right.
Is this Apollo 13? No.
Something from Tom Hanks.
No, man, sing to this.
I'm
not do anything.
I do anything, I know.
Yeah.
This is from Burbs, I think.
Is it from Burbs? Oh. No. That was a good movie. Yeah. I love that movie. Yeah. I love because Corey Feldman's in it.
Yeah. Which wasn't it Joe versus the Volcano?
That was terrible.
Yeah.
Here we go, okay.
This is a call?
Okay.
Yes. Hello?
Big.
Thank you for calling the ATA. All of our lines are currently busy. Please leave a message after the tone. Good God. To reach a
hold while I transfer you to Jim Searcy.
Jim Searcy.
Oh, that's the president, right?
Yeah. This is good. Bring it up.
Hello, this is a coincidence.
Hi, this is Joe Fox.
Hello?
Hello? Can I ask you a question?
Can I help you?
Do you think we should meet?
Joe.
Joe Fox. F-O-X.
Hi, Joe. Can I help you?
Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
What was the question?
Do you think we should meet?
Not without me knowing who you are.
No, wait. I take that back. Why would you want to meet somebody like crazy?
Did the gentleman just call me about propane tanks?
I'm sure you have no idea what I'm talking about. I heard you were sick.
Oh, I don't.
Paul, listen. I'm thinking of taking the morning off sick. You cover the fort for me?
I can't even really understand. Are you on a cell phone?
Yes, that's right. Well,
curious, are you at a place with a bad cell?
He's curious.
Yes. What did I tell you earlier?
Pardon?
What did I tell you earlier? I'm in the book business.
Wait, do you and I know each other, Joe?
Yes, I did. Joe. Joe Fox. May I ask who you are?
Hey! I know you!
Do I know you, Joe?
I wanted to be your friend. Would you like to hear me tell a joke? Knock, knock.
The voice smells so bad.
Knock, knock.
The voice is so bad I can't even tell who this is.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Joe. Joe Fox. Just call me Joe.
That was great. Oh, my God.
Hello?
No, is there anything I can do for you?
I don't know. Did you go up to a girls' college or to a girls' and boys' together college?
I got your letter. You know, it's funny how you remember some things, but some things you can't. Hello? Hello?
Okay, that was very good. Wow.
Great call.
That's the best soundboard I've ever heard.
That is.
That was great.
Doo-Doo has got it down with the soundboards. That was a great call. Yeah.
And the great thing
I
is
that, like that one.
The great thing is that he's the president of like the biggest telemarketer lobbyist group or whatever the hell they are.
That's,
yeah.
That's who that is.
And he answered the phone, too.
Yeah, the American Telecom... Telemarketers Association.
What do they do?
They
harass people.
Yeah, they harass people, I guess.
Like you?
Try and sell
yeah, like
shit.
I do. I know. Like, we should talk bad about telemarketers, and here we are. We call people super late at night.
That's exactly what we do. We make up for all them telemarketing calls. That's why we love you at the ATA.
Yeah, ATA. DTA.
Jack Valenti.
Oh, yeah, Jack Valenti. Yeah. So when am I going to get to play Jack Valenti on the air?
You'll have it tomorrow, man.
Oh, you don't have it yet?
Man, it's been so long.
Carlos has been telling me about that for so long.
I got,
though, man.
No, listen,
I haven't
heard
yet. I'm so upset, and I wish you would let me
talk. Wait a minute, I need to make an announcement here. Hold on. All right, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Grab your seats.
Go ahead.
Anybody, be careful tonight. And the newest in the last two versions of AIM Ad Hack contains viruses, Trojan viruses. Now, I installed them both. And I got Trojan viruses. I installed the new one. It has four.
What are you talking
so
about?
So I've had to reformat my computer twice now in the last 2 weeks.
That's funny.
So
why?
Don't
you
use AIM Ad Hack anymore until.
What's that? What is that?
The hack so you did little advertise. I don't even use fucking AIM. I thought you used Trillium. What happened?
I do. But I use it for my file transfers. When I do a file transfer, I use a real AIM.
Just let the little ad go through in your file transfers. Really? Well, wait a minute. I do my file transfers through Trillium, and I don't have any problems at all.
Okay. Well, it works best with AIM.
Yeah.
Trillium does. The other ones, it doesn't work out well with, for like in Yahoo and stuff. I actually have the installed interface for some of my file transfers.
I just said what's up to the Samoan guy from last week. Remember last week we called that Samoan guy?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if he's listening. Let me ask him. You,
oh, yeah, man.
Because he started listening to the stream, and he started talking to me afterwards.
Yeah.
He was supposed to pick you up,
Tim Searcy.
Yeah.
You had the $50,000 watch.
Yeah, Jack Valenti. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He's at work
right now.
Oh,
he's busy.
You at work. All right, well, he's at work, actually. I forgot, where do we... Oh, he was at the limo place,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, his Excalibur limo.
Excalibur, yeah, limo. Yeah. Call him, man.
Yeah, we will. We will. I have to get it from the archives. I'm sure Lonesome will find it. Let's see here. Well, let me call... I keep saying I got to call one of Lonesome's numbers because he's trying to...
Okay.
Really trying to get my attention
here. Yeah, he's been a while. Look at that. We've been very disrespectful to him. Ether's House of Soul.
Ethel's.
Ethel's. I said Ethel. I was trying to say Ether. Ethel's.
Ethel.
Hey. Quiet now. All right. Let me try that. And then I have to take a break because I got to take a piss here pretty soon. But let me play something. Andy, tell me if you see something. Beastie Boys, I know you love
them.
Where do we start? C. I want some Ghetto Boys.
Yeah, Ghetto Boys.
Check on me. It's a good song.
You just clicked.
Alright. Talk us out of here, Milkman.
Alright, baby. We up here live, man. I want you all to hold your blunts up high. And light them up. I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark. Pieces of bodies being burned. We rolling like that in the night.
Don't forget, everybody, light him up too. Don't just.
Please enter your authorization code.
Right. Oh, light him up. Fire up. Spark away.
You. Hello.
Hello. How are you? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, I need to speak with Ethel, please.
Who is this?
This is Carlito.
Carlito?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, what is it concerning?
It's regarding my soul.
What?
It's regarding my soul.
Your soul?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
My soul. Is this the House of Soul?
Yeah, this is a restaurant.
Yeah, well, no, I'm calling the House of Soul. My soul has been poisoned by Satan, and I'm not saved anymore, and I was wondering if you could help me out in saving my soul. Hello?
This is a restaurant, a soul food restaurant.
Well, do you have something I can eat that'll make it so I can be saved? Hello?
She didn't like to joke around, I guess.
No, she right up.
I guess you can't joke around about Jesus at the House of Soul.
People who have soul don't fuck around. You
know? Sucker.
I got too much soul to talk to you, cracker.
I want some chitlins, baby. How much for an old chitlins?
Man. Click, bitch.
What did they sell at soul food? What, like chitlins and nasty shit like
greens.
That?
Yeah, chitlins, greens.
I want some
greens.
Like
that mustard greens.
Yeah, there's Excalibur.
Baggers. You know, yeah.
Should I call? Let me give him some time. I'm gonna call the Simone guy. I'm gonna give him some time because he said he was busy. I want to piss him off.
Yeah, we'll call him later.
Yeah, we'll call him later in the night. Give him a call. Give him some.
Well, we should probably think we have someone else call.
Yeah,
we'll have a guest call. Whoever wants a guest call.
Yeah, well, no one's called yet. That's right. But people normally don't call till 11 here anyway.
Yeah.
But that's
why is that?
Oh, I don't know. 888. Everybody, 888-278-8509. Once again, that's 888-278-8509. You can join in the madhouse. You can call just to talk, or you can even do a prank if you want. On the air, we'll put you on. We'll give you your shot. What else is going on here? Let me try to do one more call before I take a break. Booty's main. Let me go back to your numbers, Milkman, here real quick. Willie All John right. Metellus?
Meatless.
Meatless.
This guy.
I'm fucking up with the names.
Yeah,
already
man.
Called Colin.
Freak him up with their names, man. That's why I pick these crazy ones like this.
Who's you
meatless? Why you meatless?
Wait a minute. You Carl Fang just confirmed son answered then mom?
Yeah.
I wonder who you Carl Fang is. All right, let's
I don't know, man.
Let's try it. Hang on. Alright, let's put some more Ghetto Boys. I like that. But yet he still is off for me to feel happy.
Hello. Hello, good evening. How are you?
Good. May I speak to you, Carl Fang, please?
He's sleeping right now.
Can you wake somebody up for me, please?
No, everyone's sleeping right now.
What are you doing up?
I'm talking to my girl.
Are you doing what? Speak up.
I'm talking to my girl.
You're talking to your girl?
Yeah, I got a message for her.
You don't have a girl.
No, man. You Carl Fang.
I talked to his boyfriend.
He's probably talking to Milkman.
Yeah, exactly.
He's in Maricon.
I got Milkman on the line. I gotta go.
Yeah, man. I said, my name's Carlito. Yeah, call me back.
Right. There you go. Well, let me go ahead and take a break, as promised, everybody. Right. I see there's a lot. Oh, hey, Milkman. Yeah, thanks for throwing out the toll-free line there for me.
Yeah, no problem, man.
He says, Nunu saying audio isn't quite as good as normal today. So the audio's actually having trouble, apparently. I thought the phone lines were probably doing better. That sucks. Well, I'll keep working on it. Sorry, everybody. But, as I said, let me go ahead and take...
Jimi Hendrix, please.
Yeah. Oh, well, of course I have Jimi. I think I do. I always have Jimi Hendrix.
I think I already played
it. I've been playing Jimi Hendrix all... Yeah, but it's... My breaks are preset, so I'm pretty sure it's Jimi Hendrix. No, there is no Jimi Hendrix coming up next. Sorry. No. Would you get Bob Marley and Johnny Cash? That should make you happy.
Oh, yeah.
Two staples on that show.
Man in Black.
Yeah. No. Ring of Fire. Anyway, hang on, everybody. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to The Man Up. I hate Sean Hummel.
I do, too.
Yeah, fuck Sean Hummel.
Sean Hummel Hair Club.
Yeah, fuck Sean Hummel.
Yeah, fuck you, Sean Hummel.
Yeah, if Sean Hummels are here right now, I kick his ass. Yeah.
Hello.
What's up, Milkman? You there still?
Yeah, man, I'm all right.
You there, man?
Milkman.
Yeah, man, Milkman. I got my ear goggles back on now, Milkman. Man. I had to turn on my ear.
Hello, Milkman.
Yeah. Are you there, Milkman?
I think we lost Milkman.
Huh?
Shit.
Damn it, we lost Milkman again.
Who is this? Who is this, goddammit?
Here we go with the old guy. Here comes the old guy voice.
Now there's no more of this. I'm not going to have any more of this. My name's Dick Peterson.
Nice. There you go. I need to get a good time. I'm going to separate that. Yay. So you promised tomorrow we're going to have the show from 2 Sundays ago, the Zolar show with Jack Valenti and... And whatnot.
Yes.
And you can put it on the website so I can listen to it.
Yeah, and I'll...
You can upload it and download it, and everybody's going to freak out because you can hear your voice, and the audio quality is going to be much better.
Good. Hey,
than the actual episode. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, I have updated the last 2 episodes went on up tonight, finally. I'm only missing one episode. I'm missing, like, episode 8, I think, of The Man. I was like, I put 9 and 10 up. I think that's what I did. But they're up there. Yeah. If you missed the last 2 episodes... Yeah, this is episode 11 we're doing tonight, officially.
Good Lord, we're almost a dozen episodes in, man.
Yeah,
we're getting old.
Yeah, I know. The 20th episode we'll have to do something special. I don't know,
The 20th episode we'll set up a bomb.
Are you not counting any of the special shows?
Bomb the house.
You're just counting just regular weeks?
No, I'm just counting shows. I don't count the special editions we did.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. Those are independent shows right there.
Yeah.
So hey, I want to mention real quick to everybody, KDK, he has an entry on Wikipedia, and I see that it's being disputed. Did you see that?
No, I haven't seen that.
I went today to check it, and let me look at it. Apparently, they're talking about yanking KDK's page on Wikipedia, which would suck because.
How's that? What's Wikipedia?
See, Andy doesn't know what Wikipedia. Are you talking to the mic? No, you're not.
Yeah, I am. Right?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? What is that?
Wikipedia. It's like a free online
user. It's an encyclopedia online.
Yeah, encyclopedia that people independently do.
Submit information to. So there's some haters out there.
Yeah, I want to slack at work, I just go to Wikipedia. Like today, I put in like 80s TV shows. I looked up Small Wonder, Alf.
I love Small Wonder. Small Wonder was excellent.
Yeah, remember 3-2-1 Contact?
Yeah.
I saw that. I read about that. I forgot about that show. And then Alf. And then A-Team was one. That's why I was thinking about A-Team.
Everybody loves the A-Team. I mean, you're not sending it around.
Then I got into wrestling. I got to Ultimate Warrior, like the history of the championship, the Maitland. Do you ever hear the Maitland? Was it the Montreal Screwjob? What is it when Bret Hart?
Oh, yeah.
Got the belt stolen?
Of course. I know about that. I'm a dork.
Of course, yeah. I know. Yeah, but I didn't mean to say it. No, I'm sorry. That's not what I meant. Trying to look this up, damn it. Yeah, this article is being considered for deletion according with Wikipedia's deletion policy.
Wow, is it what you do?
Let me go back. I hit the wrong.
What's the reason?
I will tell you. Some dude just said delete. Some dude came by and says, as per NOM, there are claims of notability here, so not speedy delete, but I don't buy the article as establishing notability overall.
What the fuck kind of website? What is it talking
about?
A
damn hater. Somebody come on there with a hater.
Some dude came up, said, also, if when deleted, make sure to remove the link from the list of prank call comedians and list KDK, the picture of him. The guy wants us to take off. He wants to take off in the list of prank call comedians. He wants the link to PCU taken off. Apparently, hey, I don't think there's a link.
That has to be a hater.
Yeah, who knows? It must be somebody.
We ought to feature an Azhat Minute just to dedicate whoever the hater is. Dedicate an Azhat Minute.
Some asshole correcting myself. Yeah, some guy put it's a weak keep. Correcting myself. I seem to get a fair few relevant hits on Google for KDK prank calls. How many are more than just directory listings? I'm not sure. So that guy says it should be...
They don't even know how to use the internet.
Yeah, I don't know. Delete as per nomination, and then there's delete as per a man in black, which I don't understand. And then he got doesn't seem newsworthy or otherwise notable.
Hater.
Yeah, and then there's two in support. I see Master STGHM. I think didn't he do one of them? He did the PCU one, right?
He's the original submission.
Yeah, well, he said, he explains that if someone's notable enough for someone to write an article about them without the subject's knowledge and is worth keeping, blah, 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 so, I don't know.
Well, and that's true also, look at it like this, even if they pull it off, there's going to be people that seen it, so there's going to be people going to be looking for kdkprankcalls.com.
Yeah, but it's
right
not...
on over here.
It's not the same.
Join the party, the man.
It's not the same. If you're going to have, like other people, if you're gonna have that, you know what I mean. If you're gonna have I'm sure the Jerky Boys have a page, and KDK should have a page. I mean, I guess not. I mean, KDK hasn't been that big, but in prank calls right now, this is one of the biggest things going. I mean, you look at the PCU, it's important enough. I don't know. I agree that it should be up there.
Dude, it's legendary. It's legendary. Yeah. Well, legendary radio right here.
Yeah. Well,
the beacon of prank calldom right here on the internet. On PCU.
Well, as of now, PCU is still up on there. Yeah, the PCU page is still okay on Wikipedia, so I don't think they're gonna pull that because that's a legit channel and everything. So, excuse me.
You got some jealous hater. Well, what about me? I called my mom last night and told her I dropped my diaper. I'm a prank caller now. What about me? It's a bunch of bullshit haters.
I was trying to get to that. Oh, man. I don't know where you were going with that. I don't know. It was okay. Milkman's doing the old man voice again. Okay. Who do I call now?
Did you ever call Meatless? Willie John Meatless?
No, I didn't. That's right. Let's do that.
Where's that or call a lonesome number?
Yeah, let me get to Meatless here. Was it Meatless?
Yeah.
The last one you sent me?
I'm sending it again on
Google. Meatless. Okay. Yeah. Okay, wait. John Meatless.
Ask him why he's meatless.
All right. That sounds like a hoot. Let me do it. Hang on. Let me get the audio set up here first.
All righty.
What's the song?
That gong is great.
You want more?
Come on, Meatless. Meatless.
I'm not available now.
Damn it, man. Yeah, this is Khalid, but we're going to take a call out real quick. Thank you. I'm coming. I see it. Hello there.
Yeah, this is Jack Valente.
Jack Valente, this is Tom Cersei. How are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm looking to speak with Jack Valente. He be calling my house often.
Anyway, listen, pick up your aim right now.
I see it. I'm accepting it right now. Is that the Jack Valenti call?
It is indeed, sir. As soon as you said you needed it, I went right to the fucking thing. I pulled it off. I don't know what's the matter with this guy, Milkman. He's fucking not on the ball.
Milkman, you hear that? That's how you need to do it.
Yeah, Milkman. You
right on, man.
We could all learn a lot from Zola.
We hear an apology, Milkman. An apology, please.
Milkman, apology. Ah, he's snoring. Zola, you can't hear that, but he's snoring.
What?
Yeah, I'm a fucking bastard. And a guy like me who fucking sits here and
wants to cut your apology out of my dick.
So he can fucking put the audio in seconds flat.
Yeah, exactly. See, yeah, you school him. Well, anyway, he says he's going to do a quality job, whatever.
Oh, okay, a quality job, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
That would mean that he's going to cut out the part where he tries to ruin the phone call by coming in as a little kid calling your daddy, that's right?
Exactly, right. You have to completely take that part out, and maybe you can salvage the call.
Yeah, that would enhance the quality of the call 100%.
Exactly. Yeah, that takes all the shit out of it, right?
Well, all right. Well, I hope the audio quality is that I'm sending you is feasible. I'll be listening, my friend. Enjoy the rest of the show, because I know I am.
All right. Well, as soon as the file transfers, then I'll play. And everybody, listen, tomorrow night, you're on. Do you have anything special planned? I always let you plug. What's going on?
Oh, actually, I did have something special planned, but I put it off till next weekend because he's getting a new soundboard where he's going to be able to put my phone call through it.
Okay.
So instead of him coming this Friday, he's coming the following Friday, and I'm going to have a super spectacular show where he teaches me how to use a real soundboard with my telephone, and I'm going to be like a real professional after that.
Who's this? Lego's coming down?
No, no, I have my guy who I had on last week, DJ Butterface.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't make it for that show. I was preparing to go to Disney that night, so... didn't work out.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
All right, so I would love to hear the audio as soon as you get it. And,
All right, everybody. Hell, thank you, Zolar. I'll play that right now. You're the man. And everybody, be sure to listen in tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Wait a minute. As a favor, on AIM, send me a link to where I could see your girlfriend's picture. I never got to see her.
I don't think I have a picture of her online yet, but I can get that. Most definitely.
But didn't you have a picture of her where you were telling people to go see a link or she was half naked or something like that?
No. Now you're trying to get me in trouble. Well, that is not true. No such picture exists. you're breaking up. Zolar, hello.
Hi.
Zolar, hello. Oh,
damn. We lost Zolar.
Yeah.
No one must know about those pictures. No one must know. That's what they get for trying to share stuff with Zolar. Because Athena, you know there's pictures of you naked online, right? Yeah, well, no, you do.
See, this is your warning.
You were sleeping at the time.
The following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
All right. Let's play Jack Valenti. Andy has not heard this.
I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah. She can try.
We'll be fucking starving by the time she gets to us.
I like Jack Valenti.
Can I help you?
Yes, hello. This is Jack Valenti. How are you, sir?
Thank you.
Good evening. Good sir, I'm Jack Valenti, and I'm going to need some pizza pies in my room tonight.
What's your telephone number there?
I'm over here at the Manchester Grand Hyatt.
Do you have a hotel telephone number?
I do. That would be... just give me one moment here, damn you. 619-232-1234 is the main number for the hotel. I'm in 3212, room 3212. I'm Jack Valenti.
You're in the room
3212? Yeah. Just tell them it's Jack Valenti. They'll know who I am. I'm Jack Valenti.
So room 3212, right?
I drive a Dodge Stratus. I'm Jack Valenti. Okay.
Dodge Stratus.
All right.
And is Drew right there on your last name?
Valenti, V like Victor, A-L-E-N-T-I. That's V like...
And another thing, the driver will give you a call when your order is ready. You have to come down. We don't go in the room.
You have to come down?
Yeah.
I have to come down. Okay, well, just have them speak to Jack Valenti, 3212, and I'll come right down.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, carry on.
All right.
Cash. Okay, and what is your order, sir?
Okay, well, what kind of specials do you have?
Okay, let's see.
I'm Jack Valenti.
The two large front topping pizza with a chicken and two little soup for $24.99.
$24.99.
Four of those.
Hello?
Can you Can I get two orders of those, please?
Okay. And what toppings for the pizza?
What toppings do you have? Do you have ground beef?
Can I get a carry out open?
Anchovy.
Hello?
Do you have ground beef?
Yes.
Do you have anchovies?
No, we don't have anchovies.
Okay. I trust you're writing these down. Pepperoni.
So one pepperoni?
No. Okay, fine. One of them, pepperoni, extra cheese, a little bit of that green pepper there.
Daddy,
do you have any of that sausage?
Daddy.
Yeah.
No, man.
Sausage, pork please. Sausage on mine. Okay, I want pork sausage, Daddy.
Oh, okay. One moment, please. Be quiet, sir. I'm Jack Valente. I had to deal with this. Okay. Give me that on two of the pizzas. The other one, do you do Hawaiian pizza, sir?
So
let me get a Hawaiian pizza.
So you want two of them with extra cheese, pepperoni, green pepper, and sausage?
That's right.
Two of them? Okay.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, Jeff.
Are you ready for the other two now?
Just one second.
Huh? I'm Jack Valente.
Pragmaster.
Okay, what do you want to put on the... 2 second pizza,
Jack Valente wants two Hawaiian pizzas.
Keep picking up without putting on air. Oh, sorry.
No, if you can talk.
Jack Valente wants one of them also to have extra cheese and bacon.
You already have 4 pizzas.
Oh, that's very right. Well, on the 4 pizzas, we're talking about the other two.
You want
two
Hawaiian, right? Extra cheese, ham, and pineapple.
Yes, exactly. Yes, fine.
What kind of chicken do you want? Hot or barbecue wings?
Barbecue? How hot is hot? Is that American hot?
I don't know if it's American, but it's pretty hot.
I hope so. Please don't let me down. Go ahead and make that double hot if you can.
Okay, 2 hot wings?
Yes.
And what kind of soda?
What do you have there? Non-carbonated.
I have Coke, Diet Coke, Dr. Pepper, orange, and Sprite.
Orange, huh? Go ahead and give me orange, and we're also gonna need a Sprite, also an extra 2 liter of Sprite.
So you want 1 orange, 1 Sprite.
And what do you want?
I want Dr. Pepper, Daddy.
Dr. Pepper also.
So, wait, 1 orange, 1 Dr. Pepper.
Yes.
And 1 Sprite.
That's correct.
Hello?
Yes, sir, that's correct, I say.
Okay.
Well, I'm Jim Valente.
Jim Valente.
I need to go. I'm Jack Valente. I was
paying
for those pizzas. Excuse me.
How are you paying? Cash, credit?
Cash, sir.
Okay.
All cash.
Okay. So you're on a room 3212?
That's right.
And, your total is 7458.
Oh, excellent.
Hello?
Yes. I'm Jack Valente. Yeah, Jack Valente, thanks you very much.
Okay, in about half an hour, the driver will call you and you have to come down, all right?
Wonderful, I will come down. Throw a robe on and I'll come down. Sir, what is your name?
Blanco.
Beautiful. Blanco?
All right.
Like
okay,
white?
Have a good night.
What is your name, sir?
Excuse me?
What is your name?
My Blanco.
Blanco, B-L-A-N-C-O?
Yeah.
Like white?
Yeah, almost.
Are you Mexican?
No.
What are you, Colombian?
Hello?
Yes,
it's
are you Colombian?
Okay, anything else for you?
No, that is all. I just wanted to make small talk.
No problem. Okay,
I'm Jack Valente.
In about half an hour, all right?
Okay, Blanco, I'll see you soon.
No problem, thank you very much.
Okay, bye, Blanco. I'm Jack Valente.
Reclude just fucking sent me like 20 different numbers of pizza places in that area.
Your packer.
And hey, can we order him flowers? Like flowers from the hotel and have them put on the card from.
Hello.
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 Hello, sir.
Hang on, he's not plugged in.
Wait.
Hold your ears, everybody, because it's my.
Frank Master, don't do nothing. You just stay there.
Hello?
Would you like to talk to
him? Hello?
Hello? How you doing, Frank Master?
Good. What's up?
Not much. What are you doing?
Sitting here, trying to go to the,
what?
With Kinect.
What?
I'm playing with Kinect.
You're playing with Kinect?
Kleenex. Yeah.
You're playing with Kleenex? Did Carl's voice turn you on? Carlito. Carlito's voice turn you on?
Hello.
This is that.
Oh, huh. Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
Not much. Yeah.
Right. How are you?
Good.
Can you give me a hey?
Hey.
Yeah, we don't do that in the madhouse. Man. That's a KDK thing, man. Yeah. I'm not going to do that shit, man. What's wrong with you, man? We don't do that stuff. That's what we do.
But,
we go, yay.
Yeah, we do it right here.
Can you go a yay? Can you give us a yay? What? Where?
Oh, my God, my finger's on fire.
That's just ash, man. That's just weed.
Disgusting.
What? I don't know how that always happens. It just happens. What? I'm not licking it, man. It's just ash. It's going in your lungs.
Hey, Carlito.
Hey, what? Yeah, you want to do a call, sir?
Sure. But let me just tell you something.
Okay.
I got a weird, interesting AIM message the other day.
Okay.
It was from Peepaloid. I don't know if you know him.
Yeah. I know who he is.
Peepaloid.
Yeah.
Peepaloid.
Yeah.
Peepers.
Oh, Peepers. From Peepers.
No, it's not Peepers. It's the chat room name is Peepaloid. He comes in sometimes.
Peepaloid?
Yeah.
Peepaloid.
Peepaloid.
Yes.
Peepaloid.
Anyways,
yeah.
he says that he does a show in England or some shit like that, and he wanted me to be on the radio show. And then just yesterday, he sent me an AIM message saying, we reviewed you over, the chat, the KDK Prime Club chat room forums and shit, and they declined me.
Okay.
What did he do to you?
He declined me. He doesn't want me to go on a show now.
Oh. Do you think it's because... Okay,
yeah, he wants me to go on, and then he doesn't... I don't know.
He doesn't like you anymore. Because he can't understand you?
No, I don't know that, because he said it's from the forums and everything... Know that I write in the forums and shit. I don't know.
The forums?
Yeah.
What forums?
The KDK forums?
I don't know what forums.
Forums.
Are
forums. Oh,
forums. Yeah, the forums.
Forums.
So, Prankmaster, how was work today?
Tiring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a Tyler?
Tiring.
Tiring.
You can't say that right either. How do you say it?
What?
Tiring. Alright, okay, I guess you can. Anyway.
Barely,
I can
barely say it.
Yeah, hey, alright, dude. So, what's going on? You want to call someone? I got numbers here if you want. Or are you at home? What are you doing right now?
I'm home.
Oh, you're home? Okay,
alright.
Playing
with his Kleenex.
Oh, that's right, he's playing with his Kleenex.
That's a new name for it. I never heard anyone call playing with your Kleenex before.
Yeah, but it's very apropos.
You're wrestling with you're giving your little buddy a Kleenex cape.
Okay, that's enough.
No, I said my Kinects.
Kinects? What are... aren't those, Legos for teenagers? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm building self-esteem.
I'm building a roller coaster.
A roller coaster? Okay.
It's taking me away from my life.
Let's just go to the phone now. Alright.
Call.
Do you have any numbers? I didn't even see you in the chat. Not in the chat, in instant messaging. I don't know. I've got people in the Virgin Islands if you want to call them.
Have them call Meatless. You want to call Meatless?
Yeah, Meatless and pick up.
Have them call the Shwama.
Shwama, I tried to call.
No, we never called, did
we? Alright, we got this all-night gas station in the Virgin Islands, and, it's a black chick with huge titties in her end. The place is called Chihuahua. That's the name of the gas station.
How you want to beat it up?
Yeah.
So I want to beat it up, bitch.
Yeah. Can you do that?
Nah.
Come on.
That itch.
Oh, man.
I don't know, anything that I, like, funny name, some of the funny names.
Well, how can you, what's that funny about shawarma? Shawarma's great.
Got
the ass, hit it. Yeah. Man, meatless isn't picking up. All right, well, we got Willie Wild, Bud Wild. Yeah, well, that's kind of late for Bud Wild. I got Andrew Cool in Hawaii. Maybe he'll pick up.
How about Willie Wild?
Willie Wild in Kansas.
Yeah.
Okay. He answered at 9:20. Willie Wild. All right. So who are we calling now?
Willie Wild.
Hello?
Yeah, Willie Wild.
Okay.
Wait, one more time?
Who? Dick Wild or Bud?
Dick.
Dick?
What about Willie?
Yeah.
What about Willie?
Dick Wild would ask you better.
No, you want to call Dick Wild instead, okay? This dude's in New Mexico. All right. Well, now, all of a sudden, you don't want to talk to Willie Wild anymore.
Nah, Dick Wild.
Dick Wild. All right, fine.
Wet Willie.
Wet Willie? No. We don't have Wet Willie. All right, hang on, everybody. Oh, I got to play something here. Oh, crap. 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 Double crap. Maybe not. All right. Are you gonna be? Hello, guys. Hang on, everybody. Be angry. All right, well, that didn't work. I got Rosalie and Michael Slutty. S-L-U-T-Y. Or we can try Dick Wild again.
Or Willie Wild.
Yeah, Willie Wild.
Willie Wild.
Willie Wild, yeah. Oh, no, we tried Dick Wild. That's right. All right.
Dick Wild, you just call.
Yeah, all right, let's do Willie Wild then.
All right, Willie Wild.
Hang on, everybody.
Hello, Willie.
Behave. Hang on, we'll grab that.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello? Is this Mrs. Wild?
Yes.
Hello? Can I talk to Willie, please?
To who?
Willie, please.
Hello?
Can I talk to Willie, please?
It's Willie, you fucking idiot. Fucking
Hello,
idiot.
Willie.
It's Willie, you fucking idiot. Willie.
Hold on, I can't hear you.
Hello?
Hello, Willie?
Yeah?
Hey, I'm on the wildest roller coaster.
You're on what?
I'm on a roller coaster right now.
Whoa,
it's called Willie's Wild Adventure.
Whoa.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you.
Whoa.
What's my name?
Oh, yeah.
Willie.
Who?
Willie. W-I-L-L-Y.
Hey, Willie.
What's my last name?
Wild.
What do you want?
I said, I'm on the wildest roller coaster now, and we named it Willie Wild's Crazy Adventure. And we want to
make
sure that.
What do you want? What do you want?
Is it okay? Is it okay with you?
What do you want? I don't know. Who are you?
Mr. Wild.
What's your name?
Mr. Wild, you respect my son when he's talking to you. You understand?
Who's this? What's your name?
This is Bruce.
Who?
Bruce. Bruce Lopez. Hello.
You can't, you motherfucker.
What son of a bitch. He hung up.
He sounded country, too.
Yeah, he did.
Like, he sounded like a...
Please enter your destination number now.
Let's call him. Let's call this Lettuce.
Yes. Yeah.
Hang on. What's that damn cat? Alright.
Who was that?
Rosalie and Michael Slutty.
Alright.
Milkman is eating a cat.
It's my only
wed. Oh.
I got my cat and my queen egg. What else do I need?
Oh, my cat's funny.
What's up with the phone?
I don't know. It's a piece of shit. Milkman.
Did the milkman do that?
Hey, Milkman!
You speak a cat.
What's going on over there?
What the hell are you doing?
I'm petting the kitty.
Oh, yo.
What are you doing? You spanking the cat?
I'm petting my pussy. Hang on, Prankmaster. You.
Yo,
What?
Carlito.
What?
I got a perfect clue for you to do.
You do? What is it?
Alright. Remember somebody called Crazy Jose?
Crazy Jose.
Yeah. Well, I got a good thing for you. He does this every single, like, day before he closes work.
Okay. What does he do?
He takes, like, the old chicken that was supposed to be thrown away in hamburger, okay. And he saves it.
He saves it.
And he gives it to the homeless, thinking that, you know, one day when he's a plant and the homeless get $1 million,
uh-huh.
They'll give it to him.
Wow. Okay, I'll call him as a homeless man who just won the lottery.
All right,
then. Where's he live?
All right, hang on a second.
Hey, hang on. Where's he live?
Me? Oh, he lives in Jersey.
He lives in Jersey? What's the name of your lotto game that you play on Wednesday over there?
What?
What's the name of the lotto game you guys play during the week? I'm going to tell him I won that.
Pick six, I don't know.
The pick six? When does it run? Is it on a Wednesday?
I don't know. Try, just do the pick three. I know that's it.
Do you have a cat over there?
Me?
Yes.
No.
I don't know. I hear a cat.
She prefers to be called my girlfriend.
Alright, hang on.
Alright. Is he doing this? I think he's three-waying. I don't know.
Three-waying with a cat.
Come here. Milkman has 10 cats in his house. Did you know that?
No.
He has those, island, you know those Caribbean cats?
Are they different than normal cats?
Yeah.
No, they don't work.
They don't work?
They don't work.
Yeah?
Yeah. They steal. What am I doing to this woman? What does she do again? I forgot.
It's Jose.
I'm Jose?
No, he's Jose.
What does he do?
Please leave your message for 908.
Ah, la, la, la. That can't go. Okay.
I guess it's not there.
I guess not.
Let me see if I can find someone else hanging.
Hey, you. Hey. Jesus. He's not getting paid attention. I have a deaf girlfriend, Josh Royer, called last week, possibly gay, curious. 27, a friend gave out his numbers, lives with his brother, Bryce Road. What is all this? He rides a bike everywhere, has a deaf girlfriend.
Because he got a DUI.
Yo.
Yo. Frank. Frank Cohen, my friend Karen.
Your friend
you
Karen.
Have a Frank Karen.
You don't have a friend Karen. Do you really?
Yeah.
Alright, what's Karen do?
Karen's another one of my cats.
She's music major. She's in college.
Oh, I'll set her straight. I'll set her straight. You told me enough already.
All right, hang on.
Hurry up. Yeah. You better get to work, woman. Fuck that music major shit. You gotta get your head out your ass.
Hello?
Hello. How you doing?
Good.
What manner of person are you? You're a music major?
Yeah.
You need to get your head out of your ass, first of all. Do you know what year it is? What, you think you're freaking Mozart or something? You're going to be a music major, what, so you can get pregnant and live off the government? Is that what you want to do? You want to be a burden?
Who is this?
Well, look, I'm a concerned taxpayer. I'm with the concerned taxpayers of America, and it comes to my attention that you are enrolled now at the university level, at the college level, as a music major. And
what is this crap? Who is this?
What kind of job are you going to get as a music major? What, are you going to clean trumpets and shit?
Who is this?
I told you already. I can't give my name out. This is very...
Alright, so if you can't tell me
don't
who you are, I'm not going to waste my time on
don't,
you.
Don't you dare.
Right, have a good one, alright?
Don't
bye.
You dare, you bitch. You bitch. Why did you say I was Carlito?
Yeah, why didn't you?
I don't know. Because I wanted to think of something.
It's Dick Peterson.
Dick Peterson. Okay.
They call me Milkman.
I'm the Milkman.
The people locked up in my basement call me Milkman.
Everybody loves the Milkman.
Milkman.
Crankmaster, now what?
Hang on, I got one more person.
One more. You get one more. All right. It's good to have you on, Prankmaster.
Thank you.
Good.
Hey, you got a prank call of Zolar?
What?
What?
You should call it prank call of Zolar.
Prank call Zolar? Yeah, well, he's got to work, man. I mean, he can't just start.
He's not working now.
What a dead chat. You know, the chat room is dead. I got a lot of people listening, but chat room's like, you know.
Here's a good one. His name's Lamar.
Lamar?
Yeah, he's always fucking around with me, you know, saying like, you know, if I ask him to get him something, like, hell no, and then they like, he'll get up for me. I don't know.
Oh, yeah?
He's a good victim.
Is he black?
Yeah, he's black.
Does he work with you?
Yeah.
At the Applebee's?
No, at Chili's.
Oh, you work at Chili's now? Okay, the other one.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to him.
All right,
what does he do there? What is he, a cook?
Cook.
All right. Got Rec Loop calling, too. All right, there. Oh my god, that cat.
Right?
Yeah, he's got his cat.
No, man, you're a genius. But your cat.
Wow. Milkman has a
nice
cat.
What's going on?
What the hell is he doing, spanking the cat? Ask him.
Come here, kitty, I'm all of a sudden. Actually, Milkman, what I'm doing is I'm teaching the cat how to walk.
Hold on, okay?
Yes, sir.
Oh, come on!
I don't know, for some reason it messed up, so hang on.
Alright.
I'll have to just click over, but.
Do it.
Hello?
Don't lose Prankmaster.
Yeah.
Hang on, sir.
Hello there.
Hello, how you doing there?
Hey, I thought we lost you.
Oh, yeah, but, they always make a funny prank again. I'm one of the guys again, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, you're definitely...
Yeah,
always.
You guys are real nice to me.
Yeah, well,
you guys are real nice to me. I appreciate all your help.
Okay, well, good. Well, you know, we're very happy for all you do for the show and your great calls, man.
Well, thank you. Yes, I got many great ideas.
Okay.
Let's give a call somebody.
Okay. Hey, you know what? I'd like to have somebody call you as a prank call if you'd like.
Okay.
Yeah, this guy goes around saying his name is Crankmaster with an R instead of a W.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
I know. That's so
that
dirty.
That fucking asshole. He's trying to make fun of me.
Yeah. All right.
I can't finger that girl. All
right. Well, we're going to get him on the line with you. You just...
Okay.
We're going to disconnect, and I'm going to actually put him through to you, sir.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, we'll be right back with him. Hang on.
Hello?
Hello?
He hung up. What a bastard.
What's your fucking pranking deal?
Yeah.
Can we call Prankmaster's number?
Yeah, let me get it.
Who's got Prankmaster's number?
I got it.
Yeah, you just called us. Call him now.
Yeah, hey, write this down.
All right, hold on.
Hang on, we got to get coordinated here.
Tech.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're using paper and pen now. All right.
Okay, I think, yeah, we'll call you. Mind?
Yeah. You want to talk to him? We can do that. Yeah, we're going to finally get this shit out here. So, all
right. Okay.
Everything's coming out in the open, and the real Prankmaster is going to be decided.
Yeah, we're going to pull the mask off.
Me and Carlos are going to have a vote, and the winner gets a prize.
Okay, we're going to have
okay.
a vote.
Okay.
Carlito, yes, Carlito. Oh, man.
Okay.
I'm so busted by the IRS now. Hang on, everybody.
How you could talk for?
Hello?
6 hours.
Hello?
38 minutes.
What are you
20,
doing, my leisure, motherfucker?
wall. Oh, you trying to find me on the hill?
Shut up.
Fucker. Your mommy got your herpes in your mouth, Franklin. Too.
Franklin.
Yeah, you fucking bastard. What you want point cards your wife for, you fucker? What you want to be with your pussy?
Hey, Franklin.
Listen, I'm the real point master. You're not the real. Are we going to have a vote on this, guys?
Right now I'm voting for Prank Master number one. I don't know who that is, though.
Okay, that's me.
Okay. Yeah, we're voting for you.
That's me. Number one, because I'm your goddamn prank master. I can prank everybody. My pranks are so funny.
Remember that one about
the white cars?
The bombing the white cars.
Yeah, bombing the white car. Oh, God, that was the best call ever. That was so funny.
I threw out
I could do really cool old person voices. Do you want to hear them?
Yeah.
This is your prank master, guys. Hey, I could do a real good high-pitched voice.
All right, yeah, let's hear that.
This is your prank master. Hello.
That's great.
You like that? I could change my voice 50 different ways, guys. You know, I got anal at workie today.
Oh, nice. Really?
Yeah, it was good for my black cooks.
Was it dry?
He gave me big sausage.
Was it dry?
It was dry anal. No, we used a Crisco.
Oh.
Crisco. Yay.
Crisco. Yay.
Crisco, right up my ass.
Oh, did you eat it?
Right up my dirty ass.
That's nasty. Okay. So, was that a bad or a good thing?
Well, it was good because when my dad finds out, he's angry.
Because that's
it. He's only sure molest kids, not fuck black guys.
Oh,
he get fucked.
He wants to keep you for himself.
Yeah, he said, you know, my mother's on your phone. You want to talk to my mother?
Yeah.
So hold on a second. Hey, mommy.
Hey, fucknut.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, this is Frank Master's mother. God damn you fuckers. Corrupting my boy.
Why are you mad at us?
Well, because you get the hookers, and he has the herpes now. Oh, Lord.
We didn't know that.
He's got them red bumps in his mouth. You done fucked up his life. I'm going to go on Zolar now and show my tits. I'm going to go on there and show my titties and smoke weed with Zolar.
Whatever Zolar's offering.
I'm going to leave my
husband.
Whatever Zolar's offering.
Go Frankie, why'd you do it?
Ma'am, whatever Zolar's offering you, we'll
dude, this guy's such a dickhead.
Why are you doing that, Frankie?
I don't think
it's bad. Oh, God, why do you get the herpes in your mouth?
Prank Master, why do you have herpes in your mouth?
Oh, God, no.
No, ma'am, the floor is open to Prank Master. Go ahead.
Oh, God, please help my boy. Why did Zolar take him down the path?
A response of silence is a response of guilt.
That's it. He's a guilty boy.
This is so terrible.
He's fingering.
Mr. Prank Master, how has his behavior...
Oh, God. What'd you say, boy?
How has his behavior affected your life?
Well, He ripped his lizard in half.
Oh. And what is going on with all the cats in the background? Can you tell us what's going on?
The cats. Oh.
We hear meowing.
Well,
like,
that's the
meowing.
Only way we can get Prank Master any real pussy. You have a bunch of cats in there. That's not funny, boys.
No, sorry. That's not funny at all.
Okay, gin bottles. Oh, God, I'm drinking gin. That's another noise you might hear in the background.
You're a gin lady?
I drink a lot because my husband's a failure.
Oh.
And my son's a prank molester. Oh, God. Oh, save us.
Take that.
I got overseas.
Oh, my God.
All right, I got to go.
All right, man.
Thanks for
the call. Later, dude. Frickly. There's your phone again.
Kansas is in there.
Woo! Oh,
is anybody on here? Hello, hello. Hello, hello. Yeah.
Where's Prankmaster?
Hello, Prankmaster, you there?
Yeah.
All right, well, what are your thoughts on that?
Dickless motherfucker.
Yeah, well, you know, he's upset about what you said about his girl, too, apparently, you know. Like, he was saying he was mad and that you said that you wanted to kick his ass, and he said, you know, bring it on. Bring it on. Bring it on, Prankmaster, bring it on. That's what he said. So.
So, I mean, I like his girl and everything, you know, she's hot, she's nice to me at least,
yeah.
You know, unlike this dickless motherfucker who keeps taking me on,
yeah,
you know, pissing me off, dude.
Yeah, well,
I never did anything to hurt him,
yeah, well,
and he comes and attacks me.
Yeah, well, hey, everything you're doing is what wait, I just got back, I had a phone call, could you repeat all that again?
No,
this is your chance to spit it straight on the air.
Yeah, this is your chance to say it straight on the air. It says Milkman from Satellite. Man, Milkman is a judge.
Milkman is a judge in the Virgin Islands, sir. He's an ordained minister, too, in the Unitarian Life Church.
Bench press is 150 pounds.
Yeah.
Right. All right.
Well, where can we go with this, huh?
Let him in.
Okay, hang on.
Hello?
All right, Prankmaster, we're gonna go ahead and have to call it an evening here with you.
All right,
Prankmaster, thank you very much for calling us.
Thanks
over.
For calling, Prankmaster.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the call.
Take it easy.
All right, bye.
Keep it real.
Oh, the cat in the background. The muffin muffin cat. Milkman. How many
cries? Look at the fucking chat room you guys went off on him.
Yeah.
I never heard of all this mama stuff. I like
that.
Yeah,
man.
I like
when
you talk about mama.
Yeah.
You talk about mama. Mama.
Which one was that they called? Now,
talk about mama.
Which one was the real Prankmaster? I'm still not clear on that.
I think it was the second caller, because he was calling in to respond to the first fake Prankmaster.
Yeah, he did.
That's what I think it was.
Okay, well... I know you're confusing there.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus God.
Fuck.
Christ God. Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
Hello.
Hey, hi. I'm a little boy that Prankmaster molested. My name is Marky.
Mark, are you serious?
Yeah, I'm 14, but I don't want him to get away with it. I've been listening to PCU. And I just gotta tell everybody, he likes boys and girls. He just can't help but touch them.
What exactly happened to you, little boy?
Well, he came to my house on my birthday, and then he never stopped hanging out after that. And he'd always get me alone, and he would touch me. And one time, he tried to put his finger in my ass when he was giving me oral.
That's terrible.
Is he still there?
No, I think he's gone.
We want to talk to his mom, though, for sure, because she needs a good talking to.
Well, wow. So you were how old now when all this happened? Can you describe this in detail?
Why don't you find out if he has a number for the mom?
12 years old, and I'm 14 now.
You were 12 years old, and you're 14 now.
So 2 years ago.
Okay. All right.
And
this has left you traumatized, apparently. Of course it has, right?
Well, I just don't know if I'm ever going to be able to have sex again.
All right. Well, can you sit down, okay?
I've had hemorrhoid problems since he put his big porky fingers in my butthole.
You know, he probably doesn't wash his hands after he uses the bathroom, and that might have done something to you back there also.
And his fingers are like ballpark frankfurters.
Like little half tubes of cookie dough.
Oh, half tubes of cookie dough.
Yeah, little half tubes of cookie dough stuck on like a biscuit.
Oh, nasty.
He took off his shirt, and I'll never forget, underneath all the rolls of fat,
candy bars fell out.
Is that how he got you? Was the candy bars?
Yes, yes, he had all kinds of candy bars stored under his rolls of fat.
He said like this, I'm Plague Master, watch my twig. I can make candy appear from my skin. And it just all fell out. And these weren't the bite size you get for Halloween either, right? Are we talking about the normal Hershey bars?
No, they were the king size.
Oh my God, yeah. The king size or the novelty candy bars that weigh like 5 pounds?
No, the family pack.
Oh, it's like a whole pack of the Skittles fell out.
Yeah,
a 3-pound bag of M&M.
Yeah.
Exactly, the one you buy in Costco.
Oh, wow. Big-ass bag of Jolly Ranchers. Wow, that's nasty. Well, that sounds traumatizing. I feel your pain, and I hope justice sees you through.
What would you like to see happen to Prank Master?
I would like to see him drawn and quartered, but I don't think that this horse is strong enough to pull his arms and legs apart.
Yeah, those poor horses, you know, that's a lot of strain. That's...
You have to get Clydesdales.
Yeah, dude, those are really expensive, too. You don't want to take a risk with Clydesdales either, you know. Prankmaster, he may become aroused around horses, so...
And he might even eat one of those horses. He never stops eating...
Well,
he put a whole jar of peanut butter in my ass crack and ate it out.
You know, son, you're lucky. Prankmaster is a lot like a praying mantis. They have the same initials. And just like the praying mantis, he eats his lovers after he's coupled with them, so.
Well, I wish like a praying mantis that his type was almost extinct.
Yes, well, exactly. Well, it's you don't understand how lucky you came. He's like a boa constrictor. He would have eaten you all whole. From legs up to your head, so, yeah.
Yes. Well, thank you for taking my call, and we'll all listen to Zolar Vision tomorrow at 10 p.m.
We wish you best of luck, little boy.
Yes, sir, little boy.
Thank you. I'll never make love to another person again.
Well, that's okay. That's normal. Don't worry about it.
I'm traumatized, I tell you. That's not bad. He traumatized me.
Your fate is that of Prankmaster, so never get laid ever again.
So just don't carry the cycle on and do what he did to you to others. That's terrible.
I can't even look at overweight people. They make me cower in the corner.
Yeah, well, that's... Yeah,
that happens to all of us.
Yeah.
Whenever I look in the mirror.
Yeah, every time I look in the mirror, I just...
Cower.
I'm like,
do a lot of cowering.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you very much for calling, Little
Take my call.
All right, Little Zoe, thank you for calling, sir.
That was interesting yet sad at the same time.
It was sadly interesting.
Yeah.
It was interestingly.
Yeah. Reclu needs the phone again. He had no PC.
Well, did he ever get his mom's number?
I don't know. Zolar, I tried to hint to Zolar. I didn't want to just come out and say, hey, let me get your mom's number. But no, he didn't. So KDK definitely is not listening, apparently, because he has no PC. I thought he was using his dad's...
No, that's he's talking about Prankmaster don't have a PC right now.
Hmm. He can't even hear the show?
He can't even hear the show. He just knows what time I go on, yeah.
Yeah, he just knows when to call.
Yeah, but he's weird. He'll call me. He used to call me from his lunch break.
He just sent it again. I don't have a computer.
Okay. Well, he called me. He would call me sometimes, like, during his lunch break on a Saturday morning and be like, hey, you want to do a prank call? Like, from his cell phone, like, in the break room. I'm like, no, I just woke up. You know, it's kind of like, no, sir. He's ultra into prank calls. And I think that maybe he's going through some kind of withdrawal. I don't know. But he's still, you know, welcome to call in and whatnot, I guess. I mean, it's interesting. It's controversial, I guess. I don't know if people...
it is ever controversial. And, yeah.
It just,
you know, so it's been hearsay so far, so...
Yeah, so I don't
it's just interesting to see how it plays out, you know. Yeah. I think maybe
the big drama of a man's life right now.
Yeah, he's
I mean, if we ever actually hear from Mama,
yeah.
we may have, you know, some good answers here.
Yeah. Well,
until then, I guess it'll be a lot of comedy.
Yeah. Well, Chainsaw says we should all chip in and buy him his ass a computer so he can come in here.
I don't have a computer either. Yeah. I get to go first.
Yeah, we should get a computer.
I don't have a computer.
He just donated one to KDK, and that.
Yeah.
And now his is blowing up, and then that's just like, you know.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. That's right. He gave it to him the last show he did on Zola.
And then the one he had set at home must have smoked. Cause,
oh,
yeah.
That sucks.
He was trying to tell me something about it, and he had some hardware problems, so he's probably going to be off for a while.
So KDK kept that? He kept that one? All right, let me take this call here real quick. Yeah.
He called me.
Who's talking back there in the background?
Hey there, buddy.
How you doing, your old brother?
This is Cowboy Reclude.
Cowboy Reclude. How you doing, Reclude?
I'm doing all right. Let's call some people.
God damn it. Well, all right. Who do you have anybody? You like to call people or you like to call businesses? You like to call people.
Well, it doesn't matter. I can talk to just about anybody.
You had a great show on Tuesday night. That was a great first show.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I'm just going to make it better. We're going to have a good old time. This show's turned out to be real good tonight.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I think so. It's okay.
Having a fun time tonight. It's always good, though. We have good times over there.
We do. It's not my best show, but I got to play the Jack Valenti call, so I'm kind of happy. I like that.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
Yeah.
I just messaged fucking Child Porker about 15 times.
Okay. Oh, and this, yeah, that's going to make his cell phone bill go.
Is it? Oh, wait,
yeah.
I'm going to get back on there.
Well, it depends on his plan. Like, I know for me, I know some people, it's like 99 cents each message they get.
See, I got
I'm just going to keep on scattering gibberish to his phone.
Okay.
I got about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Wow.
Let's see here.
It's very, very
okay, I sent too many messages.
He sent
broke
them a lot.
Me off.
Hey, you know what I do? I was very vindictive with an ex-girlfriend, so I started copying and pasting ads from, like, the internet, and I would paste them into, like, this little thing that would, like, it was just sending out, like, tons of text messages or, like, ads. I don't know. That's kind of cool. Anyway, hey, are you able to do your Puerto Rican guy call voice? Because that was awesome the other night.
Oh, the one with, like, Scarface?
Yeah, exactly. That was awesome. We got it.
Yeah, okay.
All right, let me see who we can call. Let me see who we just got confirmed lately.
Also, wait, just the Hispanic numbers.
Well, we got Virgin Islands numbers, and someone called earlier.
That's fine.
All right, let me see if I can find the one who we didn't call earlier. Dick Peterson already called.
I called him yesterday, I think.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay. You already called him.
Or the other day, yeah, because, yeah, that's fine. We can call anybody. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
we can call him again.
We have a deaf girlfriend. What is this? Is the dude who has a deaf girlfriend?
Oh, no, that's the guy. I know that guy. We can't call him.
Oh, we can't? Oh, Josh Ryder, we call last
week. Yeah. My buddy keeps on putting the damn number in there.
Oh, okay, all right. Oh, okay, yeah, we can't, yeah. All right, we can't.
I mean, he'll know it's me. He's heard me fuck around.
Okay, all right, well, let's not mess with that. Let's try to call that Shama, the one that we tried to call. Or, yeah, this is an all-night gas station in the Virgin Islands.
Oh, yeah, I remember calling that. Yeah,
okay.
It's,
some black chick with huge titties, apparently.
Shamana?
Yeah, Shawama. Yeah, you want to try that, or have you already called?
Shawama, yeah.
Man,
let's give her a try.
All right, okay, let's do it. Let me get a song here real quick. All right, and you're on.
Hey, listen, you got some nice tits.
Okay, very good. We're going to play the Spanish music for everybody. Let me get that set up. On top of that, you're on Tuesday nights, right?
Yes.
My God, you sound like, what's his face from the Howard Stern Show? Damn it. Jeff Kerr.
Jeff the Drunk?
Yeah, well, didn't you do a prank call with him or something like that?
Oh, God, he's almost got my ass beat.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's the guy that came down to your place after that. That's right. Okay. All right, well, we're going to what's your Hispanic name going to be, by the way?
It's going to be Raul Ravanga. Ravanga.
Raul Ravanga. Okay. Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Roberto Ravanga.
Okay. All right, well.
Bruno Vega.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, no, well, you could do Bruno Vega. That's the one you had the other night. So
Bruno Vega, at least. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'd say it. I've been watching Joe walk around a street.
There you go.
All
right, nice. Okay, all right, well, if I get the song here, then we can start, all right?
All right.
Now we can start. All right, we'll be right back, everybody. With Bruno Vega.
Yeah.
Mensajes en español, marque asterisco 1. You have $3.10. Please enter your destination. We're sorry. The number you have dialed for... Your current balance will allow you to talk for 3 hours, 5 minutes, 44 seconds.
Okay. Listen, you big daddy bitch.
Shawarma.
Hey, how you doing? I just want to talk to you about some things. I've been seeing you at the gas station, and you've been looking so fine. Hello?
Oh,
God damn. No, maybe she doesn't like Hispanics. I don't know.
I guess not. She turned
she's only into the brothers.
I got a Regina Cunts.
Gina Cunt. You know what I should do? Just do like a gynecologist but with the same voice.
Dr. Recruit.
Right, so here, somebody said that you had some VD.
You're Dr. Lopez. That's all you gotta say.
Dr. Lopez. That's who I am.
Yeah,
we're Dr. Lopez.
We're
fucking
you. Enter your destination
all right, we're calling
her
now.
She is a
Your current balance will allow you to talk for 6 hours, 9 minutes, 29 seconds.
Okay, that's all I need. That's all I need, man. I talk this fucking broad down.
Hey, thanks for calling. To leave a message for Todd or Regina.
Hello? Damn, I know you're there.
James, press 2.
Damn.
Bye-bye.
Hey, listen, Regina, we have unfortunately got to tell you that you have had signs of BD, and you need to report to the local BD clinic for testing. And you know what BD stands for? It stands for balls deep, you fucking hoe. And now you've been down there sucking dick, and the balls went deep into your asshole. So you need to come to the BD clinic and stop fucking those guys, those gangsters. Do you want to be gangster? You come with me and you suck at my balls. And you lick them very good. And I put the eye in your face and you like it, man. Hey, this town's just like a great big pussy. Just wait to get fucked. Oh, I know, man. Well, you think I got a grease ball? Fuck you! Okay, I just cut the line, mate.
You done? Okay. Okay, you got it out of your
go to Cages.
That sucks, man. I can't get nobody to pick up because it's funny to hear you interact with people.
Yeah, it's well, just try one more and then we'll go.
Okay, alright. I got an old lady. Well, old lady probably gets
I'm calling
the limousine guy. You want to call the Samoan dude at work?
I need you.
Yeah.
We got this Samoan guy.
He's in a buddy. He's in Beverly Hills. He works for Excalibur Limousine. We're going to give him a call. You can tell him you want to get a limo.
Okay.
Alright, let's do it. Hang on.
Everybody knows.
Yeah, he knows. Yeah, well, maybe he'll put him on.
Mensajes en español. 3.60. Please enter your destination number now. Your current balance will allow you to talk. 29 seconds.
That's fire. That's all I need. That's all I need to talk to. Because I can throw it down.
Matt, how may I help you?
Hey, listen. I tried to find a Somalian gentleman. I heard he has a cab. Excuse me, a limo.
A Somalian gentleman with a limo?
No, Somalian. Samoan, I believe.
Samoan.
Yeah.
All right. Calling a gentleman with a cab.
No. With the limo. He's supposed to pick me up here.
Pick you up?
LAX.
At LAX.
Yeah. At the way, International Terminal.
Okay, what's your name, sir?
My name is Rico Suave.
Rico Suave.
Yeah, you heard that?
Yeah, that's a familiar name.
Okay.
Let me look at this from my computer real quick.
Okay.
What time did your flight arrive, sir?
He just dropped off about an hour ago, I think.
All right.
I just changed my money, and I try to get to the shows.
You know, Mr. Suave, I don't have any,
No record of that. It's a Somalian gentleman. Yeah. He's supposed to pick me up right here.
Yeah, we don't have any Samoan drivers.
Samoan drivers? They don't drive the limos?
No, they don't.
Oh, man, he gave me the wrong information.
Yeah, I don't know who gave you this information, but
that's fine. You guys, how much are to pick me up?
How much does it cost to pick you up?
Yeah.
Let me see real quick. Where are you going?
Well, I think I'm going to Century Boulevard. I'm going to this hotel. I hear they have good hookers in there. It's Adventure. You know, L.A. Adventure is right on Century Boulevard.
All right.
Down by... I cannot remember.
Yay. For a town car? A regular sedan?
A sedan? I thought this was a limo.
A limo, hold on. I can get you a price for a limo, too.
Okay. But just unless you got somebody driving, man, I need a limo.
Man, we're booked right
now. I cannot drive. Oh.
You can't drive?
No.
Too many cocktails on the plane?
Yeah, I got that. A little yayo.
All right.
Got some yayo in there, you know what I mean? I know the customs.
Yeah. You know the customs, huh?
Yeah, a couple people in there, my cousins.
Oh, your cousins, right?
Yeah.
I got cousins in customs, too.
Oh, really? We're going to have to party sometime with you.
Give me a call, man. You know,
okay.
It'll be roughly $300 to take you from LAX to Central Boulevard.
Yeah, that's fine. You got a chauffeur?
I don't have anything available that's such sort of notice.
Okay, I understand, man.
I understand.
But what's your name?
My name's Matt.
Matt, okay. What kind of cousins? What's your name of your cousins? What's their last name in the customs?
Oh, man, they got long last names. You ready to write it down?
No. How long is it? I can't write too much now.
You know, Fale Apollo Polo Polo.
Oh, wow. Okay, man. We come together and we get some yayos. We have a party.
All right.
That's what Los Angeles is all about, huh?
That's right. Welcome to L.A.
Hey, that's why I make L.A. a beautiful place sometimes. I tell you later. But anyways, you have a good day.
You too.
Hey, goodbye.
All right.
Well, all right. My bad.
That was a Samoan guy.
Yeah.
He just plays along.
Yeah, he knew. I think he knew what was up.
He knew. He's very smart.
Yeah. Oh, did he?
Yeah, I think so.
He's the first dude that we ever prank called that figured out who we are like in 10 minutes.
No, it was like instantly.
Yeah, he was already.
Oh, there. Yeah.
Yeah,
got on the internet.
Yeah, he got on the internet and tracked us down. He was talking to us, and yeah, he's our work friend.
Right.
He's the smartest Samoan I've ever.
Samoans are known for their athletic ability and large asses.
Yeah.
And he's known for answering the phone.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, Rick, thank you very much for calling in with that, man.
All right, man. I'm fucking high as hell. I got to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I hear that, man. All right.
All right. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Later.
Bye-bye.
Peace out.
Reclude, everybody. Reclude, host of the shit that you guys can't hear me right now. Reclude, everybody, the host of the Tuesday Night Hand release, which premiered two nights ago. Right? Yeah. Tuesday night. That was two nights ago.
Yeah.
Well, today's Thursday.
Yeah,
two nights.
Technically, it's Friday.
I guess it is. Is it? Yeah. Yeah, it's the weekend already. Yay. Great. Man, this week was fast for me. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it was like 4 p.m., and it felt like it was supposed to be like 2 p.m., and it was already 4 p.m., like all week.
It's because you were probably going into diabetic slumber like half your time at work.
Yeah, exactly. I can't stand work, man. It sucks. I want a new job, and I'm too lazy to do new. make a new resume, and on top of that, I'm too lazy to stop smoking weed too, because I'd have to quit more than likely. But yeah. This job I have now, I got it without smoking. I smoked the whole time. I was on unemployment and like wasting half the money on weed.
That's cool though.
Yeah, I was at my parents'. All I had to do was pay my car.
That's gangster.
Yeah.
Like what you did right there was gangster.
And you know what? I kept claiming it. I shouldn't say it. No. You know what? That's what got Cabby in trouble, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not that big. But no, I don't want to just go out and say shit that I did. That's not smart.
Cause, do you want to confess any murders right now?
No murders. We can't talk about that. That's what my lawyer said. Well, anyway, what do you think? Should I keep going? What you want to call it a night, man?
Call the guy with the deaf.
The deaf daughter. Yeah, Milkman. Tell me about that. What's that?
Well, yeah. What's the deal, Milkman?
Yeah.
Well, this dude, he'll get on there and he'll bullshit with you for a while. He's I don't know. He's in his mid-20s. He's kind of sounds fruity, and you can throw some shit at him, you know, and he'll kind of jerk back a little bit. And we kind of pegged him for a gay curious one night. He lives with his brother. He got in a DUI.
He didn't push me off when I made my move.
Well, I don't know. He was talking something about RA for reach around, so I don't know. But anyway, he's got a deaf girlfriend, so it ought to be interesting.
Okay, so
can you do like a...
I think deaf girls should be for deaf guys.
Yeah, I can't do that. I laugh.
Yeah, you can do it, but he can't hear me, so I'll just have to sit here and be quiet.
That's the whole thing. Yeah, okay. Because he's heard you already. You called him once before.
No, who was it? Somebody else called one night. Okay. It was on one of the shows. I don't even remember.
Man,
why
don't you do a call? Why don't you do a call sometime, man? Can't you call in? You can't call in the toll free line.
I have to use the card.
Yeah, I've never had Milkman do a call. I mean, he's been out for so long, he's never done a call before.
He just makes weird noises in the background.
Yeah, I could call you with my card and then call the other dude. You want to do a call, man? Or
I don't give a shit. Hell, anytime you're ready.
All right. You know, I just realized I've never done a call with Milkman before. It's about time. You know, don't be afraid of it.
This is what everybody's been waiting for, Milkman.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
This is what all the hype's about. Right. This is what you've been training for. Okay, so this is why you're here.
All right, so you're going to take this one over, man. Are you nervous?
Okay.
But you can't call that one.
Why? Can't call the deaf
Milkman says he knows them. They'll know his voice.
I don't know him.
Oh.
He sent me the number.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, then, Milkman does it.
Yeah, so you can do it then, right? Okay, cool.
Okay, Milkman. Right, can you tell you, can you do like a little deaf?
I can.
Hey, get your cat again, though. I want to hear your cat in the background just making lots of noise.
Yeah, kill your cat again.
That was Prankmaster spanking his cat.
Well, do you have a cat around, or can you?
What kind of pets do you have, Bill?
Yeah,
I can do a cat call.
Oh, that sucks.
See, now, where's my call?
Cats don't really sound like that.
No, they don't. I'm calling you, Milkman.
That's better.
Okay. All right, well, hang on, everybody. Milkman's gonna do his debut call.
You have to call Milkman.
I'm gonna call Milkman. Yeah.
You have Milkman's phone number?
No. Milkman, send me your number because I lost my cell phone. I used to have it.
I don't have Milkman's number.
Okay.
Did I say Andy?
No.
I'm not trying to be rude. I thought I did, maybe.
Maybe we should
look on Google.
All right.
Got it.
Ooh, it's 3... No, okay. All right. Hang on, everybody. We'll be right back.
Doesn't matter what I say, yeah, as long as I see reflection that makes you feel that I'll convey some inner truth if that's reflection.
If you'd like to make a call, hang up and
I've seen nothing so far. I can keep it up as long as it takes.
Please enter your authorization code now. You have $3.51. Please enter. Your current balance will allow you to talk for 2 hours. 55 minutes, 44 seconds.
On that you can rely.
Who's this?
Oh, you know what? We got a problem. Because you're, mute yourself on the computer.
Oh, I can't hear you, man.
Hold on. Right. Didn't think about that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's any better.
I didn't think about that.
I'm here.
Hello?
Yeah.
All right. You're there.
No, man, bird. Uh-huh. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
It's not Millman.
Yeah! Yeah, it's Millman. He's just making a funny noise, is all. It sounds like he's outside or something. Anyway, alright, well. Milkman, calm down. Hang on. Alright, everybody, let's continue with the music while I get the call going. Hang on. This is the last call of the night, by the way. I think. It's time. Brings you better. I ain't telling you no lie. The
please enter your authorization code. We're sorry. We cannot complete your call at this time. Please try. Please enter your office. Sorry, we cannot complete your call at this time. Please try again later. Message 25.
Yeah, I know what our problem is. You know what our problem is?
You're using the same card twice.
Yeah, it's not going to let you use the same card twice. Damn it.
All right. I got a backup number I'll send you.
Okay.
Watch this new card and then you get the call.
Hey, do you have three-way there?
Hold me on here.
Do you have three-way there?
No, I don't got the three-way, but I can send you a second card number.
Okay, yeah, send me the second card number.
And use that to call.
Yeah, the
and then keep the one that I'm on here for now.
Yeah, okay, I'll just use it for this one. I won't save it.
That's the new pin right there.
All right. Yeah, he does a lot for us. Hang on, everybody.
All right.
Please enter your author.
Suck it in if you're in.
Make it a spit
and
call it.
And then begin to see what you're doing to me. This empty is not for free. So busy it's killing me. So desperately I'll sing to the other love. Sure, but I'm so raging, hating, pain, and fear of self.
Please enter your author.
Things on the shelf. I've tried.
You have $2.57. Please enter your destination number now. Alice will allow you to talk for 4 hours. 17 minutes, 29 seconds.
I ain't telling you my lie.
Hello?
Hello.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Okay, what's going on? This
man,
Josh?
Yeah, this is Joshua.
Hey, what are you doing, man? Wait, what's happening, baby?
Oh, you're in heaven?
Yes, I am. I'm talking to you now. I'll see you too. Your brother at?
Oh, he's hanging out and passed out.
Oh, my goodness. Did you guys get crazy tonight?
There was no
what
craziness.
Why did you invite me?
There was no craziness to be had.
You guys are wild. I bet you guys just make some hot, wild love. Why didn't you invite me?
I'm still trying to figure out who I'm talking to.
What, this is a friend?
There's nothing wrong with friends.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with friends. Exactly. That's the way I feel about it, too. You know, it's all good. I like a little bit of stick pussy every now and then, too.
Oh, good, good. Hey, I'm gonna have to catch some shut eye. It was good hearing from you.
Well, listen, I wanted to find out if you could meet me tonight over on High Street.
Oh, Lord, tonight's a bad night, my friend.
Oh, it's not that bad. I'll make it worth your while. I'll teach a baronet brother of yours, that's for sure.
I'm sure you've got a lot
I'll
of...
I'll make you think friends. I'm your daddy.
Oh, wow. All right, my friend. You enjoy
so hop
yourself.
Your bike. Hop on your bike and meet me over here on High Street, okay?
Yeah, all right. Oh, well, it sounds like a plan, but it's going to have to happen another time. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, why can't you do it tonight? Now, come on. You can't stand me up again like this.
It's okay, man. You take care. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Listen, we're going to have a big party, and I need you over here bad.
Please enter your destination number now.
Oh, well.
What a bastard. Milkman's prank call is just trying to pick up other dudes and shit.
I told you he'd go for it.
I think you could kiss my ex if you really wanted it.
Yep.
He was pretty interested the last time somebody called. So.
All right, well, Milkman.
I'm going to pass the phone, and I'll be back on the mic.
All right, cool. Later, man. Crazy. Later for like 10 seconds, because he's going to...
Yeah. All right, I'm back.
Hey, man, we talked to this...
Milkman, back on the mic.
We talked to this guy now. He was so gay.
What do you think about that, Milkman? The cat.
Yes. All right.
Yeah, that's what you get.
That's what you get, Milkman. All right, well, it's 12:30.
I got all excited now. You know, Josh got me excited.
Okay, well, great. We're with that. The night is young. Everybody, I'm going to call it a night because it's getting late, and Annie needs to go home early tonight because he has to go to church tomorrow. Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to temple
tomorrow. That's what I call my church.
Yeah, work.
I wake and bake, and I go to work.
Yeah, that's what I do, too, man.
You don't.
Yes, I do. I wake and bake all the time.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Like, I do.
Just go in late, man. It's not right if you don't go in late.
I do that, too. I do what I want there.
Yeah, I go in, like, 10
late
minutes
every
late.
Day.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know
Make
what? You know what? I'm not thinking about doing it.
Showed up.
You ever just go to work and just slack all day? Like,
no.
Just, come on.
That's not me, though. I just go there and I work.
Even, like, the day before Thanksgiving?
No, I don't do shit like that.
Just like, hey, speaking of which, Arrested Development, what did you think of that last episode? It was pretty shitty, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, but I think the show... Arrested Development. You don't get that in the original.
I don't think I've seen Breast Developments. What's the website there?
Yeah, usually Milkman likes the young ones. You see Breast Development.
What's all about? What's your favorite part of the chicken? The breast, isn't it, Milkman?
Oh, yeah. Thighs too, baby.
Calm down.
Calm down there, Tiger.
Damn, man. All
right. Well, that's enough, everybody. We're going to call it. I thank you very much for calling those who did. Not many callers tonight, but I think we had some good
calls. Both prank masters.
Both prank masters called in. Reclude, Zolar.
DTT.
DTT Zolar called in.
Milkman was here.
Milkman, that was on.
We had the whoever anti-plank master is, he called in. And, one of the kids, too, called in. I don't even know if we ever got the name or not. It was a little boy.
A little boy called? Really? Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
That
was little Zoe.
Baby Zoe.
Okay.
Zoe. All right, and everybody be sure to listen to Zolar tomorrow night at 10.
That's got
to
be good.
Yeah, KDK's Lunatic Fringe is on Saturday nights at 10.
Man, I'm going to be there. I can't wait. I know it's going
to
be
fun. I mean, you don't got nothing to do.
Sunday night, why don't you tell us what's going on? We don't know about Sean Ward, right? Probably not.
Well, Sean Ward will show up eventually.
Yeah.
He's out there in the big world there, and hopefully he'll show up. But, hey, if not, you know somebody's going to pick it up on Sunday.
Yeah,
so
I'm sure.
Tune in just in case Sean shows up or be surprised. It's DCU.
Probably someone else will pick up the slack. Monday night you'll have...
Heard Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaquille O'Neal?
I heard Shaquille O'Neal.
Really? I didn't hear about that one. That's good. Shaquille O'Neal would be great.
Sunday night, Shaquille O'Neal.
Hey, man, listen to Shaq.
Billy Mirror is supposed to be live this week.
We should prank
off
people. Hey, this is Shaq. I want to be a police officer.
Yeah, I want to be a sheriff of your town.
I captured 5 child molesters in the last week. Shaq could prank call prank master.
Yeah.
Prank master. I heard what you're doing. I'm a deputy sheriff from Miami. If you don't cut it out, I'm going to put you in big trouble.
You know, he's got these big-ass lights on his house over there in Star Island and South Beach. And it's ruining, like, all these people so they can't see the sunset or they can't see the nightscape or whatever of Miami. and they're trying to sue him, and he was, like, a real dick about it and shit.
Yeah,
like,
he should be a dick.
Yeah, well, like...
I like when he's a dick.
You know what's funny, though? The reporter, the Miami reporter, goes up to his house, gets to the gate, and hits a speaker, and Shaq came on all upset. He's like, what you want, man? It's like, just like that.
Yeah. Why you at my house?
Hey, man, what you want, man?
Hey.
I don't, he said he don't care about the lights.
I don't care about the lights.
Yeah, he said...
I don't care about anything. I don't think you should be at my house.
Exactly.
It's not own Florida power, man. Yeah.
Fuck Shaq. He lives in Orlando, too. He's got that gay ass house.
He's going to buy the Magic, and we're all going to be real happy.
Really?
Yeah.
He's not going to come back to the Magic.
That's what he said. He's going to buy the Magic.
Oh, he's going to buy? Yeah. I thought he said he was going to retire with the Magic, but he's going to
buy.
He's going to be too old by the time he gets to Miami.
He said he's going to buy the Magic.
He's going to buy the Magic. Really? Yeah. All right. Well, that's the end of the show, everybody. Milkman, thank you very much for being on, as always. Be a satellite, Milkman.
Later, Milkman.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Stop playing.
I love being on the air, and thanks so much, KDK.
Yes, KDK.
Dr. Lego,
yeah,
Madman,
hey,
everybody out there, PCU that makes this all possible.
Damn
and
it.
Our big man, Carlito Namadhaus. Thank you very much.
Damn you. Look, I forgot. I was trying to say Monday night, Billy Mirror is on at 8. Billy Mirror, friends of Bill M with Dr.
Yeah.
Lego, and I believe Dr. Lego is going to do Prank the World on Tuesday. And then we'll also have Reclu doing the hand release at some point. I don't know when they're going to do it, if they do it together or what, but...
I think they're going to follow one after the other. They may even double up. It's not for sure. It's up in the air.
Yeah.
So definitely tune in for Tuesday, too, because something wild's going to be happening.
Exactly.
Billy Mirror is supposed to be live in the studio back from Amsterdam.
Yeah.
So he's going to have some good women, wild women tales and party tales, I'm sure.
I'm sure he will. Yeah, he was calling in last week, too, so that was pretty cool. And
what
else? KDK Cycle Babbles on Wednesday night at 10, and then you'll be back on the Madhouse next Thursday. And we'll
be
here.
Big party show.
All right. Well, everybody, thank you very much for calling in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for participating in chat, or even if you're just standing by listening, I thank you all. Be sure to visit madhouselive.com. That's madhouselive.com and kdkprankcalls.com. Spread the word. Andy, thank you very much for...
No problem. It was super.
All right. Well, we'll catch you all. We'll catch you all next week. Have a great weekend. And be safe. No los queremos, no los necesitamos.
You've just been listening to a sample of The Madhouse. If you like what you hear, be sure to listen in every Thursday night at 9:15 p.m. on PCU Radio, your number one source for live and recorded prank calls. For more information, visit madhouselive.com or kdkprankcalls.com.